every damn day. We hear every damn day about our fragile country. Every damn day about the brink of catastrophe and how it's a shame that we can't work together. The truth is we do. We work together to get things done every damn day. Every damn day we work together every damn day. There will always be darkness. Sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel isn't the promised land. It's just New Jersey, just New Jersey. The press can hold its magnifying glass up to our problems, bringing them into focus. Or they can use that magnifying glass to light ants on fire, and then perhaps host a week of shows on sudden flaming ant epidemic. Every damn day, we work together every damn day. There will always be darkness. Sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel isn't the promised land. It's just New Jersey, just New Jersey.
Just New Jersey.
It's just New Jersey, just.
Someone reminded me that this was a thing. What you're watching is the 2010 March to Restore Sanity that was conducted in Washington, D.C. by comedian slash political pundit John Stewart, a.k.a. John Leibowitz. And it was supposed to be like a parody of Glenn Beck, though he denies that. And I remember it was like mid-Obama, his second term, and it was supposed to be this thing like, okay, can we have like a not bifurcated bipolar country? Can we have like a cooperating society? And the resounding answer to that was absolutely not. And then John Stewart retired, and then he came back and his new shows all suck. And they suck so bad that they make me wonder. And they're so like, nobody pays attention to them. They have no cultural impact. It makes me wonder if John Stewart is held in rose-tinted glasses, because I remember liking him a lot, but I was like, if I watched his shows now, would it not appeal to me? I think that part of the reason why he was, in retrospect, and when people talk about him in retrospect, they kind of malign him, is that he did this thing where, because he was a comedian, anytime anybody criticized him or said anything about his politics or whatever, he would just fall back on, well, I'm a comedian, I'm on Comedy Central, you can't really take me seriously, and if you do, you lose. But he was like, I think there was a point in time where The Daily Show with Jon Stewart was where the majority of people under 30 got their news. Like, people my age, almost all of them got their news from Jon Stewart. So even though he was like a comedian, he was more of a news commentator than he perhaps would like to admit. Anyways, that's off topic. I was just thinking about that because somebody brought it up. And when they brought it up, I thought of the song instantly because I like it a lot. To this day, some 14 years later, I still think about how the light at the end of the tunnel sometimes isn't the promised land. It's just New Jersey. And it's kind of like this bittersweet, like, yeah, things might get better, but when they do, they're not going to be perfect. You might just be in New Jersey. I was like, okay, well, that's somewhat relevant to me at this point in time. The light at the end of my tunnel is not going to be the promised land, but it probably won't be New Jersey either. Just as a fair warning to anyone in New Jersey hoping that I'm coming to their proud state, the Garden State, if I remember correctly. No, it's not happening. I hate kickers. Oh, is kick not working? Let's see what's going on with kick. Kick is not working. That would explain a lot. Let's see. All right, I was thinking about John Stewart. You know how it is. Oh, I did not press the kick button. So I'm pressing the kick button right now. It says sending data. That's what I like to see. I don't like it when it doesn't send data. I don't like that at all. And now it's streaming. Hello, kick. How are you guys doing? If you are just, if you're watching on Kick and you missed my intro song, don't worry. It was just John Stewart. Then it was 5 minutes of me talking about John Stewart, so you've missed literally nothing. So my expert gambit, after deciding all my, here's what broke me, okay? I was, I restarted my Starlink. You have a choice when Starlink gets an update. You can either update it right away, or you can wait 3 days and we'll do it automatically. I opted to do it right away. And apparently when I did that, whatever flag manually applied to my Starlink to make it work disappeared. And then I recontacted Shaniqua and I said, hey, whatever you guys did on your end, redo it. I restarted the router. And she's like, I don't know. I don't recall doing anything to your Starlink. And then she gave me $250, just like, sorry for the inconvenience. Here's $250. I'm like, I would pay you $250 to fix my fucking router right now. So, that was not what I wanted. And then she said, like, well, I didn't do anything. And then after yelling at her for like another half hour, she finally said, okay, I'm sending your ticket to somebody else. I have still not gotten a reply from whoever somebody else is. And then I decided I would restart the router again, and it just didn't cut on at all. It was just completely, and it's, of course, Starlink is one of those things where it's like Elon Musk, like, what if we just have, like, you know, like, a really futuristic sci-fi looking thing. Get rid of all those lights and buttons and dials and displays. Those are ugly. Just have one light. Yeah, one light, and it'll be white if it's on and working perfectly, and then pitch black, no light at all, if it doesn't work. And I think that'll be perfect. Just do it like that, and we'll fix everything remotely. So that's the fucking power supply unit. That's all the diagnostic data you get. There's actually three states, either off, blinking, or solid. If it's solid, you're solid. If it's blinking, you're fucked. If it's off, you're fucked and you don't know why. You have no information. You don't even know if the power is connected if it's fucking dark. And guess what? I've never seen it blink, so it's just dark all the fucking time. As far as I'm aware, my PSU doesn't actually have a blinking phase. It just has working or something's fucking wrong. And you don't get any information about what that is. Because, of course, the geniuses that develop technology these days assume that the consumer, even if they're buying a $2,500 business enterprise level Starlink, they just assume that you're a fucking retard and you can't fix anything yourself. Why would you want a way to turn off the heat sensors? That's bad. That might do something wrong. We'll just put that on the CSR side and not allow people to do things with their devices because people are dumb and I'm smarter than them. I work in a tech company. So I did the unthinkable. I literally went out and I found a 30-meter long Ethernet cable. And I went down to the various businesses below me. And sure enough, the one directly below me has a Wi-Fi that's password protected. I got into it. I tested it. It has 10 megabits per second up. That's shit. I need two. I need two to stream. So I'm not even joking. I threw the fucking thing out the window and convinced them to let me plug it in for a week. And now I am connected through two windows to a random business's router. That is the lengths, the sheer tenacity of me and getting this stream out to you guys, even though it is what it is. And it's just some fucking slop stream about retards on the internet, right? I just feel so fucking bad that I can't do everything that I wanted to do this month. Like, it's the last fucking stream before I go on break, and I can't do it. I can't fucking stream. What is this? It's a fucking nightmare. It's like a genuine fucking nightmare. This is what we did. I got it working, so let's talk about the stuff. First of all, I don't watch Joe Rogan, but somebody sent this to me, and I'll play like a couple, like a minute of it, because it's fascinating.
Company or literally kicked out of the banking system.
Like they did to Kanye.
Exactly. Like they did to Kanye. My partner Ben's father has been debanked.
Really?
We had an employee who...
For what?
For having the wrong politics. for saying unacceptable things. Under current banking regulations... Here's a great thing. Under current banking regulations, after all the reforms of the last 20 years, there's now a category called a politically exposed person. PEP. And if you are a PEP, you are required by financial regulators to kick them off of your to kick them out of your bank. You're not allowed
but
to
what
have
if you're politically on the left?
That's fine.
No,
because they're not politically exposed.
So no one on the left gets debanked.
I have not heard of a single instance of anybody on the left getting debanked.
Could you tell me what the person that you know did? What they said that got them debanked?
Oh well, I mean, David Horowitz is a right wing. You know, he's pro Trump. I mean, he's said all kinds of things. You know, he's been very anti-Islamic terrorism. He's been very worried about migration, all these things.
And they debanked him for that.
Yeah, they debanked him. So you get kicked out of your bank account. You get kicked out of the. You can't do credit card transactions. By the way, you can't.
How is that legal? illegal.
Well, exactly. So this is the thing. And so, and then you go in this thing of like, well, there's no, this is where the government and the companies get intertwined, back to your fascism point, which is there's a constitutional amendment that says the government can't restrict your speech, but there's no constitutional amendment that says the government can't debank you, right? And so they, if they can't do the one thing, then they do the other thing. And then they don't have to debank you. They just have to put pressure on the private company banks to do it. And then the private company banks do it because they're expected to. But the government gets to say, we didn't do it. It was the private company that did it. And of course, JP Morgan can decide who they want to have as customers, of course, right? Because they're a private company. And right. So it's this sleight of hand that happens. It's a privatized sanctions regime that lets bureaucrats do to American citizens the same thing that we do to Iran.
Whoa.
It's so crazy listening to this. I listened to it right before the stream because someone said, hey, you should listen to this. And I did. And I'm like, it's fucking crazy that I've been screaming about this since at least 2015, 2014, when Vordrak started debanking me. Like, I got kicked off PayPal, and I got kicked off of Braintree, and then I got kicked off of Stripe. And then years later, literally 10 years later, it's like I hear that echo. Like, I never thought I would hear. I sent this out into the world, and I hear it back. And of course, you know, it happens to a lot of people. It happens to more people than you would think. So it's not like it's a consequence of me doing that, but it's so nice after all this time to be like, oh my God, it's like, it's a thing now. People are talking about what I consider, and without it, hyperbole, what I consider to be the number one issue facing not just the United States, but everybody in the world, is that if you cannot make money, if you cannot earn a living off doing something, you are inherently always inhibited in how much time you can spend doing it and how devoted to that thing you can do. So if they can financially disincentivize people from doing certain things that benefits whatever political agenda or the government or whatever you want to say, if they can do that, then they will always win. Because the comparison to financial sanctions to other countries is so brilliant, because it's so true that we use sanctions to whip small countries into shape, because especially small countries like Iran or the DPRK that have limited resources, they can't engage in the type of autarky that Russia and China can. They're much harder to hit with sanctions because they have so much resources in terms of manpower and natural wealth that they can engage in autarky and survive U.S. sanctions. But an individual especially does not have that kind of independence and never can. So it's such a brilliant metaphor, and it's something that I've said before, and it's just like, I'm so, so pleased to hear other people, important people, people that matter, people that have influence and sway with other people that matter, say exactly what I've been wanting to hear said for over a decade at this point. And, you know, it's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's just New Jersey, but I'm so happy to hear it. Really, it's just like such a relief. Meanwhile, in Europe, this guy who has the weirdest name ever, I guess I'll just call him XL because that's the first two letters of his weird-ass fucking username. He is quite obviously Deutsch. And he's translating these German articles, and he keeps tagging me into them because he's like, hey, you might like this. And I don't know what the fuck is going on in Germany specifically, because it's kind of weird where it's like, I think a lot more stuff leaks out of Germany than like France. Why does nothing in France ever make the news? The Jean Valet, whatever, that kind of stuff leaked out, but nobody ever talks about France. I wouldn't go to France. You hear more out of Italy and that lady PM that they have that's like trying to get rid of the migrants, but you never have anything about France. And France is really big. France is more, I think it's a bigger economy than Italy. I think it's a bigger economy than the UK, right? Maybe not. It's comparable to Germany. Germany is only the size of California, and both in terms of landmass and population. Germany is basically just California in terms of everything. I think they're the same size, the same population, the same GDP. So you hear a lot of stuff out of Germany, but you never hear anything about France people. I guess nobody cares. But the EU is trying to get real-time surveillance. And I like this word, by the way, in the the main article. Here. This one. Esch seit Überraschung. That's a mouthful. I think it means real time. And Überwachung is surveillance. That's a fun. That's an important word if you're in Germany. You gotta learn that one. But they want to collect GPS data on all your devices, and very importantly, they want to actually intercept your MMS messages. So anything not end-to-end encrypted, the EU wants to directly inject a Überwachung directly into and snoop everything that you say. And they say, here's the kicker, they say they want to do this because of organized crime. Oh, organized crime, you say? And the European Union says, and so, what kind of organized crime is happening in the European Union that you need to take drastic measures to prevent? Could it be Muslim organized crime? Could it be the mob of in Italy made of Albanians? Could it be all the Syrians and Lebanese people in Germany and France? Could it be all the Algerians in France? Nah. Just organized crime, right? What even is the German equivalent of the mob? I know there's the Yakuza. You have the Mafia in Italy. Mafia in German. They just say die Mafia. Oh, die Mafia? No, that's no. Is Germany? Germany doesn't even have the equivalent. They just call that the government. The Regierung, or whatever the fuck. They don't even call it, they don't have a name for that shit. Hutcherites? SS? Yeah, I don't know. They don't have a mob. There's no name for that. They don't have organized crime in Germany. They call it the Arabs. The Muslims up to no fucking good. And if you, it's such a bad look, you can't raid a mosque in Germany. Like, hey, Achtung, is anything happening in here? Any organized crime type of situations happening in here? No? Okay. We'll be back. We're checking on you. We've tapped all your phones. We know what you're saying. Anyways. There's another thing. This made me laugh. There are several things that he translated from Germany, German articles that he posited that I would be interested in. And this one just made me laugh because it's like the JIDF, but for Germany. The Green Party, the Grüne, my brain just flatlined. I said the Greens, and it's like all thought flushed out of my head at once. The Greens were a significant party in Germany for a very long time, because when liberal progressive stuff was on the up and up, they were kind of the spearhead of it, and they're very climatological, as the name would imply. Some animal rights stuff, but then they also, as progressivism started eating into the brains of everybody, I think they became very pro-immigrant and pro-tranny, so then they started to decline, and now that they're in the declines, they're having issues with membership, and they're having issues with getting, absolutely fucking rolled by ADF supporters on the internet. So now the Greens have set up der Grüne Netzfeuerwehr. Ost. I guess it's like compartmentalized, so there's different groups of it, but that just means internet fire department for the Greens. So that is basically the JIDF. They have like an app, or they're using like Discord or something, and they're like, oh no, in this article on their build, they're saying all these nasty things about the Green Party. To arms with information and facts and logic. Downvote these comments. Stop the bullying. So then they'll march on out. They'll goose step out to the comment section of their build, and they'll downvote all your nasty comments about fucking immigrants or whatever the shit that you're talking about. They'll put you in their place. They'll cite the Wikipedia articles you need to know. They'll figure it out. So that's the Germany update, courtesy of that weird guy with the weird name, XL. This is Spain, it says? I think this was, I don't know where this came from, but this is a Dutch woman called Dr. Reed van Schenk. And he is a woman, and he's truened out. And this is a proper, this is his CV. I'm sorry, I pulled up the wrong thing. Oh, he has a PhD in women's studies from the University of Pittsburgh. I thought he was Dutch. Apparently part of the Madrid campus. Hold up. I don't know if I'll be able to find this. I'm going to just search his name, or her name, really. Schenk. Kiwi Farms. Here we go. Oh, she has a Twitter account. Where's this Kiwi Farms article about? I'm kind of annoyed. Digital media and the reconstitution of white supremacist content. Is this it? This sounds right. Has a broken SSL certificate, so that seems right. 2024. It was a journalistic thing that was written, and it used the Kiwi Farms as a point of study. And she kind of tried to track what was going on with the Kiwi Farms in terms of getting back online, and effectively lied in several places about how we were something like, I don't know where this lie comes from, where people just say that we're from something awful, but that is now in I guess anybody can get a PhD these days, because she said that we're from something awful, which just is not true. Here we go. The Association of Internet Researchers. Oh, you about to get fucking internet preserved, my boy. Why is there? It's so fucking slow. Okay, here. No, this is the post I'm going to show you. Sorry, this is kind of funny, so I do want to show people. The Association of Internet Researchers. This is dystopia. I will keep my eye on this. Look at this fucking WordPress blog. This is some bullshit. Yeah, this is a front for something. Here are some slides from this. It's called Replatformization, and it has my very lovely... I am very proud of how where the sidewalk ends, Kiwi Farms' inaccessible page looks. This looks really nice. So the pooner, Dr. Reed, went over how we got back online. Very broad strokes, very kind of like surface level, but also very wrong. Case study, Kiwi Farms, established 2013. True. Branch of something awful. False. Dedicated to the harassment of Christian. False. Long story. True. Yaxing with two X's. False, because we don't do doxing with two X's. Targets disabled people, transgender people, and e-celebs. That's redundant. And lolcow culture, true. In fact, we're kind of the pioneers of such things. And drop Kiwi Farms campaign, also true. Kiwi Farms banned from payment processors. Allegedly over 100 VPS services providers refused to host Kiwi Farms. Actually, it's 112 now, if you're keeping track. KF traffic grows up to 50% during COVID-19. Our traffic doubled year over year, every year, until drop Kiwi Farms. I think that was the first time that we stopped growing. But we're getting close back to where we were. Zenfora revokes forum license and DreamHost pulls domain registration. True. Drop Kiwi Farms. True. Hacker leaks passwords. False. The hacker did not get access to anything at that time. True about the domains. Site blackholed by ISPs. True. black holed again by hurricane traffic and Torah certificate authority Herica. Kind of true, but they reinstated. Comcast and Cogent's, I mean, Cogent will always black hold us. ISP has started meddling, but we fought back against that. Epic dropped us, true. And then occasional VPS, DNS, and ISP disruptions take place but are quickly resolved. Also true. And, oh, I like this part. Cyber libertarian nostalgia motivated by marginalization. Cyber libertarian. I bet you Crunklord would like that one. He's a cyber libertarian. Building a parallel stack, true. User as infrastructure, kind of true. Pretty much all these screenshots of these cool things that I did. Read all about it. So this is... Wait, what? Moon begins building Sneedforo, a bootleg interface based off Zenforo. False. It is not an interface. It's a complete rewrite of a traditional web forum. Not necessarily based off Zenforo. But happy to see it represented in this document. Awesome. This piece of shit says you aren't live. I am live. Is it not working? No, everything's working just fine. No complaining. Great, cool. Oh, I need the news hamster, actually. My bad. There we go. Perfect. Okay, so the big news that kind of happened after Tuesday was that the ICC put out an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu, and the European Union pledged that it would. Oh, show the pooner? Okay, we'll show the pooner. That's her. That's after top surgery, I think. Because it's got a chest compression thing on. Imagine being a woman and then you're just like, yeah, I want to look like this. It's going to be really painful when you're like 5'1" and you get male pattern baldness. You know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, you were once a woman, but now you're a loser. Congrats on your beautiful transformation. Anyways. The European Union stopped diplomat Gud for the arrest warrants to be held. And then Netanyahu called everything anti-Semitism. A modern-day Dreyfus trial. The anti-Semitic decision of the International Criminal Court is comparable to a modern-day Dreyfus trial, and it will end the same way. Referring to Alfred Dreyfus' affair and the Jewish army captain was wrongly convicted of treason in France. Oh, he's such a hero. Anyways, after being accused of... falsely accused, according to him, of starving Palestinian prisoners to death in prison. He then invaded Lebanon and has been bombing the fuck out of Beirut and all other major civilian centers in Lebanon. and has actually conquered quite a bit of it. You can see that there's like they're even encircling. They're playing Hoey 4 over here. They're just sending the tanks in to break the lines and everything. Isn't that exciting? So, supposedly there is going to be a. By the way, when the United States refers to this war between Lebanon and Israel, they say it's a war between Israel and Hezbollah, which is like a cited as a terrorist organization. So even though Hezbollah is like the legitimate government of Lebanon, we just pretend that it's like a war between just Hezbollah and Israel and not Lebanon. Because if it was a war between two states, then it would be a war, and there are certain international processes that get invoked. But when it's just a war between Hezbollah and Hamas, Israel can do whatever the fuck they want because it's a police action, not war. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how America did that? We, like, after World War II, we're like, okay, listen up. We're now in Pax Americana. The Allied forces are going to become the United Nations, and everything that happens across the entire world will be enforced by the United States in a international tribunal headed by the U.S. with laws written and processes and things that have to happen in a safe and orderly way that is as fair to everyone as humanly possible. And then in 1990, I don't even know, probably before then, like in Vietnam and Korea, we're also like, yeah, so there's lots of stuff that happens when you declare war, so we're just going to start calling all military action a police action so that it's not actually a war. And then we can just do whatever the fuck we want. And we're going to circumvent all those rules that we put in place. That's not like a good idea. Okay, it seems like one vote yes and 140 votes no, but we run this shit, so fuck you. That's the way it's going to be. Cool. Meanwhile, Russia was very, very angry that we supplied Ukraine a bunch of long-range missiles, and then Ukraine started using its long-range missiles that we gave them to start bombing like deep into Russia. Just because they can, I guess, to show, like, to cause problems so that they can be like, look, we're bombing Moscow now. So now, I don't know if they actually bomb Moscow. I just assume. If I was Ukraine, I would bomb Moscow. I'm just assuming that they did. So, like, okay, look, we can bomb Moscow now. So do you want to, like, negotiate a peace where you, like, withdraw from everything, including Crimea, like, as soon as possible? And then Russia was like, nah, boy, we've ground up, like, 2 million people into mincemeat over this, like, black soot land. So now we're going to, like, bomb you back. So what they did, and Dmitry Medvedev is a bit of a meme, because his name almost sounds like bear if you're drunk. And that's kind of like a Russian internet meme, is that his name sounds very similar to bear if you're, like, an alcoholic. But he's, like, the most, like, pro-nuclear war guy that has ever lived. He's almost, like, cartoonishly psychotic about wanting to start a nuclear war. I've never seen any post by him that doesn't somehow invoke the imminent threat of a nuclear war. And that's not a statement on Russia or the war or whatever. I'm just saying that I've literally never seen a post by him that does not somehow invoke the thought that Russia can at any time nuke various countries and cities. So that's what the bear is up to. But what they did after Ukraine fired a couple missiles into Russia was take one of their ICMBs, which I think can reach a lot of places. I don't think it can do the thing where it, like, traverses the entire globe so it can hit any spot in the entire world, but it can go pretty far. I think it can hit, like, South America, probably the east coast of the U.S., and Antarctica. So they fired one of those into, I don't even know where this is. I'm going to assume it's Kyiv, but I don't know for sure. And apparently it had no payload. So it, like, launched, it went over Kyiv, it broke into the little bomblets, and then it just impacted. And it's like, look, we could have put a nuclear payload in here, but we didn't. But next time we might, just say no. But whatever. It can't hit France. What's the point? Look, I don't know. What's wrong with an ICMB? Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles. ICBM. Whatever. I don't give a shit. You all knew exactly what I meant. The point of language is to convey ideas. And if I am conveying ideas, it doesn't matter what order the letters went in, you still knew what I meant, and therefore I have effectively communicated those ideas to you, even if it sounds weird, okay? That's how it works. That's how human brains work. Chud, what's the status on World War III? What's that? What's that, Chud? Nothing ever happens? You mean to tell me that I'm coming back to the United States to endure World War III and you're saying that nothing ever happens? Fuck you, Chud.
You fucking Chud! You fucking Chud!
Literally me, right now. Sorry, someone posted this in the man at the internet thread and I thought it was funny. Especially because he's, like, so doughy. He's, like, trying to, like, scream. And everybody's laughing at him.
You stupid fucking cunt! You fucking cunt!
I'm gonna suck to, like, get your soy rage out. And then, like, everybody just laughs at you. Okay, Doug S., the guy that Jim Stewartson really, really hates. And if you don't know, Jim Stewartson is, like, lefty Alex Jones, but I think even more retarded. And he is suing General Flynn, who, if I remember correctly, went to jail over some kind of, like, espionage charge or something like that. He was in the Trump cabinet very briefly, and then he was arrested. And now he's suing Jim Stewartson for defamation. And Jim Stewartson repeatedly claimed throughout the trial that discovery will be fun. Spoiler alert, in case anyone is fucking wondering, discovery is not fun. Discovery is a big pain in the fucking ass, especially when your fucking internet doesn't work. And despite having claimed that discovery will be fun, General Flynn has had to file a motion to compel against Jim Stewartson because none of their interrogatories are being answered. So Jim Stewartson, for whatever reason, is very afraid to answer Flynn's questions in regards to their civil litigation. It's a brief update for those interested in that. And finally, trans YouTube influencer Chris Chan sends fans into frenzy with pregnancy announcement. YouTuber Chris Chan has shocked her following by hinting at a possible pregnancy during a live stream. Chan, 42, who also goes by the name Chris... Wait, chat. I think I read all this last stream on Sunday. That tweet, by the way, I made a tweet about this, has like 6 million views. Been liked like 10,000 times and retweeted like 2,500 times. It's really crazy. It caught the world by fire, and it's been published in Daily Mail, The Tribune, local news like the NDTV, and even Know Your Meme has made a full article on the Chan rumor. So, yeah, I guess that is news now, even though it's Chris being a retard on fucking live stream. Cool. One kind of feministy thing, I guess. Conor McGregor is in Ireland, and he's being sued civilly for a sexual assault charge, and has lost, and has been forced to pay his victim a monetary settlement. Though I think he was found not guilty in criminal court, which has led a lot of people to, like, cry about this, like, he's OJ. Like, remember when OJ murdered a white woman and everyone, like, Ethan Ralph was like, oh, shit, he black, he didn't do nothing, he a good boy. And then he gets, like, convicted in civil court because the standard's different. And people are like, shit, they fucking with that man didn't do nothing wrong, felt innocent and shit. And then they were complaining about that. It's that kind of thing where people are like, oh, he's a based athlete that I like, therefore he can't be not guilty or guilty of rape. The woman that he raped, by the way, was so physically traumatized by the rape that they had to surgically remove her tampon from her because he used his cock to hammer it into her. Which would be a tremendously painful experience. And people are still like, oh, he's a good boy. He didn't do nothing. That's pretty fucking crazy. Speaking of rape, we got Liz Fong Jones. Liz Fong Jones is very angry because Australia is... Wait, let me check my notes here. Hold up. Got checking the notes. Australia is criminalizing doxing. And you might be thinking, what? Why is Liz Fong Jones, End Network Harassment chair member, against doxing or criminalizing doxing? The answer is that Liz Fong Jones is very, very concerned. I will summarize all this fucking word salad. That criminalizing doxing will apply to him too. Because he says that there's no carve-outs for doxing people who fucking deserve it by his measurement. So if he doxes somebody who really deserves it, such as random Chinese people in Australia that are friends of somebody he doesn't like, then that might be a crime in the future, chat. So Liz Fong Jones has come out in favor of doxing. Unmasking. Unmasking, chat. Liz Fong Jones and in-network harassment are huge fans of unmasking people. Which is, of course, is just doxing, but when they really fucking deserve it. So, very funny to see what happens when the shoe is on the other foot, which I think is how the expression goes, but it sounds really retarded to say it aloud, so I'm not actually 100% certain. Choke on it, I guess. Have fun. And in base trannies and retards being removed from tech news, Drew DeVault, who published a expose on Richard Stallman only to be ousted as a lolicon himself, has deleted everything. He did purge all his social media over an immediate period after he was unmasked by certain people on the internet hoping to prove that he fucking deserved it. But now he's actually DFE'd everything. So, lies? Is he there? Doesn't look like he's there. So, there might be a couple things left. Maybe he's LinkedIn, but more and more of his social media is gone. I guess all that vigilante unmasking is working out, huh? Maybe we can get rid of all the fucking training retards. And... cool. Let's see. That is it. Oh, no, it's not. That's just in the wrong thread. Ham. D. Smith. By the way, if you are somebody who can do a very quick animation for me, like a drawing, nothing more complicated than the kind of art used in the news, Ham. If you can do a very quick animation for me, and I mean very fucking quick, a couple seconds of animation in the next 2 days, get in touch by email. I need you. I need your help. So, Ethan Oliver Ralph decided that he would just send a random-ass fucking letter to the courthouse in Minnesota explaining his situation to Yana so that this whole thing can be resolved. So this has been filed under the court as a docket item because they don't know what the fuck else to do with it. Obviously, Ralph cannot directly... like, call the judge and talk about his case. It's called an ex parte communication. You can't do it. So if the judge gets any mail regarding a case, it has to be filed as a docket or something like that. I've not read this. I did not have time because I was busy running around like a fucking headless chicken. So let me get a sip of water. Go. To Yana and the Honorable Coat. My name is Ethan Ralph. I have a nationwide warrant out in your jurisdiction for contempt of court. I live in Mexico. I go visit my son monthly in California. I cannot visit him for Christmas with this warrant outstanding since I could be detained at the border. I cannot simply fly there and be arrested in St. Paul, since I have cats and a household to maintain here in Mexico. Basically, this warrant has locked me in Mexico until I can get it quashed. I was hopeful that you could quash the arrest warrant and allow me to appear for a hearing on the matter via Zoom. I'm not trying to dodge court proceedings or escape any kind of resolution there. I will definitely attend the hearing and can proceed from there, accepting whatever judgment there is, etc. I hope you can see the uniqueness of my situation and thus be willing to accommodate my request. I can be reached on this fax number? What the fuck? My email address is ethanralph@rocketmail.com or theralph@theralphretort.com. I have a Memphis, Tennessee fax number because I rented one online. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for reading this letter. Sincerely, Ethan Ralph. And as you can see, this is watermarked, officially filed. I love the little scribblings on the the bottom CC County. And then there's like the date and stuff. It reminds me a lot of this. Let me find it real quick. Hold on. Okay. This is a very weird thing to bring up, but it's the resignation letter of Richard Nixon, and it's like, I hereby resign the office of the President of the United States, who's sincerely Richard Nixon. And then it's addressed to Henry Kissinger, who signs it, like, when it was received. Like, the little scratches on the margins just reminded me of this for whatever reason. I forgot until I just looked at this that Henry Kissinger was the one who received Richard Nixon's resignation letter. And him signing this, now that I know who Kissinger is and the role that he played in Zionism and how Richard Nixon hated Jewish people and hated the Israeli lobby in the United States, this signature, it doesn't just seem like the Secretary of State acknowledging that he received the letter at 11:35 a.m. It's kind of like a giant dick print, a circumcised dick print slapped on this fucking letter. Like, yeah, I got the president out. Mission accomplished. Now that I know these things, it's a little bit different than when I first saw them on Wikipedia 10 years ago. Or however long ago I saw them. Okay. So. I've not read through these. I know what they say. I'll read through them live. This is Destiny. Destiny has had leaked messages which confirm, among various things, that he is a cum-hungry butt slut and that he had a relationship with Lauren Southern. Actually, there's no fucking way I'm reading through all this. So what these letters confirmed... Wait, no, this is wrong. Where's the one where that I featured? All right, we've also gotten a picture of Destiny's dick, and I've not looked at it because supposedly it's shaped like an egg. He has, like, serious phimosis, and he can't wash his penis, so it's shaped like an egg. Okay. So this is the leak stuff. I already talked about the Lauren Southern shit. I really don't care to read it. It's just like Lauren Southern's a retard. He's talking to Rose, who I'm just going to assume is a tranny for the sake of it. Destiny's saying that he's gotten his dick sucked while streaming under his desk. He's never tried anal, but he's had his ass eaten? What the fuck? He really likes eating ass, though. The film boy says, can you eat mine? He says, oh my god, yes, of course. Your booty is so nice, would be awesome. I think one of the vids I sent was me eating Melina's ass. So he's sending pictures of him and his wife out to random femboys on Discord. I don't want to read this. Here's the thing about Destiny. Is that he's obsessed with eating cum. Like, that's his big fetish, and it literally nauseates me thinking about Destiny swallowing cum. It's, like, so viscerally disgusting that it... Like, remember when you were, like, a kid in school, and you saw... And you weren't yet exposed to the horrors of the world, and you saw two men kissing, like, on television or something, and it made your skin crawl... It, like, had that nightmarish quality that instantly repulsed you because it's a natural instinct. It's exactly like that. Like, Destiny's faggotry is, like, skin crawling in the kind of baser instinct way that, like, all children are predisposed towards homosexual shit. So I'm not gonna, like, I can't, I just, it curdles in my throat. It makes me want to gag and throw up when I read it. So just know that he's a whore. He wants to put a butt plug in this tranny's asshole. He wants to play Minecraft with the tranny. He's talking about jerking off with the tranny. He talks about jerking off while having a butt plug in his ass. He says that his wife's going to be out of town, so he might try having sex with a butt plug in his ass. Talking about the time that he had his ass eaten by a gay man. He says he only likes it because the gay man was super into eating his ass. The gay man begged for 10 minutes to eat his ass before he allowed it. Destin says he super loves sucking dick. He hasn't had a dick to suck in a while, so he gets needy. Talking about feet constantly. Any feet pics of you? He says that he needs to come really fast before he gets up, so he's begging for the feet pics so he can come to the feet. Cool. If someone leaked my foot cum kink, it would be annoying. Yeah, lol. I have a small fantasy of some guy finding out then blackmailing me to suck him off every day or else he leak it. That's fucking gross. I'm participating in this man's fetish by humiliating him. God. Butt plug. Talking about eating cum again. Talking about his boyfriend's cock. Wants to have a threesome with the tranny and his boyfriend. Talking about cum again. Talking about finding men off Grindr to give blowjobs to. Sharing reverse foot job and cum shot porn with a tranny. So this is like, this is bad. It's just so nauseating. It's nauseating that he has, like, this is why I said that it's probably, like, I couldn't decide if a girl being blacked or destined is more disgusting, because it's like, how do you kiss a woman knowing that she's kissed a man that's sucked a cock? You just can't do it. That's, like, fucking vile. Lauren Southern better check herself for HIV. This is how women get HIV. They have bisexual partners who are just loaded up with that pause load. And then they get AIDS from that. When I read these, though, they were, like, disgusting. But I knew his fans wouldn't care. Because his fan, I have no idea why anyone would ever watch Destiny. I said this last stream, but I'll say it again. Like, I had one conversation with Destiny, and I was super nervous for it, and I prepared for it. I talked to people who watched Destiny. I talked to people who were familiar with him. I said, like, what should I look out for? You know, what kind of things do I want to do to avoid, you know, a confrontation and just get my points out there about internet censorship? I just want to have a productive conversation. I don't want to, like, debate bro him and have, like, an argument. So I, like, prepared. I took notes. I took, like, a whole page of notes to keep myself on track and stuff. When he was talking, I took notes of that, too. And then at the end of our conversation, he just deleted the VOD and didn't even clip out the bit where we talked, even to, like, censor it. I thought that was, like, incredibly disrespectful. And it's always cast him retrospectively. Because at the time, I really wanted to talk to him because he was a guy that defended the forum on multiple occasions. And even said something, like, joke just to piss people off that he would fund the Kiwi Farms to, like, epically own trannies that hated him. I remember thinking, like, that I wanted to have, like, a rapport. With him, because he sounded like he could be very useful to know, and then I just felt so utterly fucking disrespected by this guy. And he just, like, he obviously just felt absolutely nothing in regards to having spoken with me, because I didn't debate bro him. I didn't like stimulate his ADHD methamphetamine addiction and get all of his fans clapping from, like, the clapbacks and shit. And it's just like, I didn't do that. So he didn't give a fuck at all about what I had to say. And he's like just this gross gooner. And that's what his fans call him. He's like, he's our goblin gooner king, cuckold king. And he's politically expedient. He's going to canvass and win points for NAFO and the left in the United States. And I'm just like, how do you respect that? And it's kind of a deep philosophical question, really. If I do say so myself, because I think that in politics, you generally need to feel like the person you're listening to is relatable. Like, there's a reason why almost all of our successful politicians in the U.S. are, like, white-looking, middle-aged men with families that talk about God and country and family values and the military and working class. Like, they have to be relatable. And can people really relate to, like, a StarCraft carpet cleaner goon king that just sits in his chair and reads Wikipedia and yells at people really good on like, Discord calls? Is that really a relatable thing? I guess to a lot of people it is, because he has a fan base, and that's kind of, like, dire. StarCraft, yes, Wikipedia now. It's also kind of like, it's the reason why the right is, like, so fragmented. You have all these people on, who are, like, right-wing pundits, but they're all very deeply flawed people. You have Nick Fuentes, who works for the federal government. You have, Steven Crowder, who makes his pregnant wife pick up radioactive dog poo. You have, Tim Pool, who's bald. You have Jeremy Hambly, who's fat. You have Ben Shapiro, who's Jewish. Like, all these very deeply flawed people that you can't really relate to. And that's just because people who are conservative naturally want, like, conservative people to, like, look up to listen to. Because if they're not conservative, what's even the fucking point? If they're not walking the walk, what's the fucking point? Meanwhile, on the left, they're all, like, retarded. And they jerk off to tranny porn. So it's like you have this incredibly narcissistic, egomaniacal, Adderall-addicted jackass that runs his fucking mouth at a million miles an hour and just rocks back and forth, licking his lips, playing Factorio for 16 hours a day in between goon sessions. And it's just like, that's our boy. He knows all the Wikipedia facts. So that's our boy right there. He's the best. He's the loudest. So it's a little bit sad. I don't know. I don't think things like this, like him, can be successful. Then, of course, they found this clip because he was in the news, so people were taking shots at him like they do.
I shouldn't tell this because I'm going to get fucking arrested.
It's an old clip, if you can't tell.
Child Protective Services. I used to be part of this horrible thing called the Bro Squad, okay? Fucking me, if you remember that fucking Cheeks bitch, and fucking a couple other people that have never been on my stream before. We're part of the Bro Squad, and what we would do is we would go around Justin TV streams trolling the shit out of these people. And we went around from fucking channel to channel, like, fucking around. Like, it was just horrible shit. We went to this channel with this fucking, like, this kid was, like, 8 years old. And he was fucking broing out with everybody in this chat. For whatever fucking reason, this kid decides to fucking take his pants off and fucking wiggle his 8-year-old dick on stream. I can't even believe it. Oh my fucking god. It was like, I didn't even know, like, we were on Skype, we were like, holy shit. Like, we had to do, like, a double take because we didn't even fucking know, like, what the fuck was on. Like, we were looking at, like, an 8-year-old dick, like, on the fucking screen. And his fucking brother... And his brother, we called him Captain Pushups, would, like, come in the room. And this guy was, like, fucking 14 years old. He had his shirt off, and he was like this. Like, watching this stream the entire time and shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, that stream got shut down. And I don't know if the whole Bro Squad disbanded after that, but I know that I left the Bro Squad after that. Because the shit that I saw was just too real.
Wait, I think I have a thing for that. Give me a second, let me get it. Yeah, this is it.
People are very strange these days. I used to know a girl. She had a dozen guys. One of them found out about it, beat her up so bad she ended up in a hospital on Guerrero Street.
What a story, Mark.
I think that's probably the best possible reaction to that. All right, moving right along. Mr. Vickers, I cannot fucking believe that he's found a way to wiggle into two different streams in a row, because he's not really doing too much. But I don't have a thing for this, but he tweeted out "Trust no bitch," which was in response to people finding out about his restraining order against his ex-wife. That's a Ralph reference. Mr. Vickers endeavors to be as cool as Ethan Ralph one day so that his own daughter will respect him again. But while going through divorce, he's actually also being sued in California for $125,000. A elderly woman trusted his coin shop, the Rockland Coin Shop in Sacramento, with what I believe would be something for managing silver, gold and silver, for a senior person. I think it might even be in relation to an IRA. That would kind of make sense, but if not, he just received $100,000 from this one person to buy gold and silver as part of a retirement strategy, and he just stole it. So they're suing him. Good luck collecting. He is in bankruptcy, so I don't think that's going to go too well for her. Sucks. The fuck. I don't know why we don't have. I think for that kind of things, it's a. It should be a fraud charge, but we don't really have prisons anymore for people who abuse the system like this. Meanwhile, I've got news. I've got the real news that everybody wants to hear. The big announcement you've all been waiting for. In fact, I have a musical track for this.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away.
That's right, chat. Sentimental music because
I know my kingdom awaits and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm
Boss Man's coming home. He's out on bond. The most important person returning home that I could possibly talk about. Boss Man. By the way, this song, Coming Home, I really liked it. And I planned for years. This was the song I was going to play when I was returning to the U.S. And then I pulled the song up to listen to it again as I prepare to actually leave. And I find out, I didn't even know this, the male part of this song is P. Diddy. I'm like, I can't fucking play P. Diddy as my big coming home song. That's fucked. So I had to pick another one on super short notice. I don't know any songs by P. Diddy, and this is the only one that I listen to that's apparently by him. So I'm just like, God damn it. Anyways. Boss Man is getting bond. Dun dun dun. How does a man who's fucked up as much as Boss Man keep getting away with it? Well, by a shorter and shorter rope each time. So the first two times he was given bond, he was given bond kind of conditionally. And then the second time he was given bond to go to a rehab facility of his choosing. His father paid for him to go to a very nice rehab center that wasn't like a prison. And he failed. He was either bringing drugs in or he was disrupting proceedings. It's not clear how, but he was removed from the rehab facility, so he did not complete it. And then he eventually had a bond issued or an arrest warrant issued for him for bail jumping, basically. And then he went to court, and they said, we're not going to give you bond. You've gotten bond twice. You fucked it up both times. How could we possibly give you bond? Well, then they came back in a week later to talk about bond conditions again, and the judge said, you know what? Let's give you bond again. So this time he's getting bond, but this time things will be different. This time he's going to prison rehab. This is a state-run facility. It is not some luxury rehab facility. And he will not be allowed to leave. So he's actually not allowed to leave for any reason, even to go to trial. So, they made special arrangements so that make sure that the next hearing would be after he gets out of rehab, because this one is not the luxury thing that he went to before. The Boss Man Jack. He's getting his fourth, fifth, 90-second chance. He just keeps winning. He double-checks it. He wins again. Every time. Double-checks it. Wins again. Sorry, I spilled something. Yeah, Boss Man. Can't wait. I can't wait. I think if the timing is perfect, he'll be out by the time I get back. And I'll be able to celebrate properly, chat. Cool. Next. King Cobra. He's hanging out. I think the guy's name is Sasha. And I think he got into an actual fight with this guy at some point. But now he's hanging out with him again. He's drinking with him. They're having a good time. And it's nice to see him with somebody that's not the Bog Witch or his father. He's been kind of socially isolated for a long-ass time. Yeah, I'll be there with crack. So, it's not homeboy Scotty. It's homeboy Sasha, right? The warlord. What's his name? Throw him on the ground. Yeah, he threw him on the ground. He got into a fight with this guy. And they stopped being friends for a while. But now they're friends again. I think Sasha's moving to his own place. What's his name? The comment says that his name is Sasha. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, fine. The warlord. Whatever. The warlord. He's getting his own place. And he came over to hang out with Cobes. And Cobes had a drink with him. Put things behind. And, oh, it's Alex. Why does that comment say Sasha, though? That's fucking weird. His last name is literally Warlord? No, it's Campbell. Okay. Whatever. Fuck you guys. Sasha is his tranny name? You're full of shit. Anyways, he's hanging out. It's cool. It's nice to see. Good for you, Cobes. I'm happy that Cobes has found a human being to spend time with. Next. IP2. Very brief update. Johnny Somali is facing years of prison time because they're adding in national security charges in regards to him playing DPRK music. I think I mentioned that he was doing this. I don't know if I mentioned that he could be facing additional charges, but I think the South Korean prosecutors have formally brought those charges against him. It remains to be seen if he will actually be convicted or sentenced any of this time, but he could be spending the next 3 decades if they're all sentenced consecutively. So there is always the chance that they'll just be like, what they're going to do is run out his visa. Because this is what they do sometimes in foreign countries, is that they detain you. They take your passport to stop you from playing. They force you to overstay your visa. And then they deport you. And then once they deport you, you can't come back in because you've overstayed your visa. So there's a chance they might just do that. It's an equally good chance that they will sentence him to the next 3 decades in prison. It is an Asian country. They can do whatever the fuck they want, really. Then, both Jeremy Hambley, a.k.a. The Quartering, and Jim Medeker have announced that they have received certified letters from the Department of Justice indicating that they were a victim in relation to Tor SWATs. So they are getting information from Tor SWATs in regards to people that they've swatted. And they are informing the victims that they were targeted by Tor SWATs. And I think also they have gotten a client list from Tor SWATs. So there may be additional auxiliary charges related to swatting for hiring or commissioning Tor SWATs to SWAT people. So they're investigating that. But Hambley and Jim Medeker have both confirmed that they've received a letter. So it's a real thing, apparently. I've never even heard of this. I haven't received one yet. I'm kind of anticipating that I will, because I imagine that the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing will warrant mentioning if he admits to that. I don't know if he will, though. So we'll see. Okay, that's all there is to that. Not too much. This guy, Carl Stack, is a independent journalist, and he wrote an article about pedophilia within America First, which, of course, we've observed ourselves, because I wrote a whole thing about the snowflake rapers, which are just open pedophiles that are associated with Nick Fuentes. I've actually received comments from listeners who tried to somehow say that the snowflake people are like a op, like a fed op. And I know that they're not, because the snowflake groypers that were open pedophiles and talking sexually about real children and then posting lolicon on their profiles, they were being followed by like multi-thousand follower groypers themselves. So it's not like they were just people that named themselves. Like, it's not just like pedophile Kiwi Farms user on X, right? It's like actually followed by the groyper higher up people, the people that have clout. But the few Nick Fuentes fans that actually listen to my podcast have tried to say this. Even though it's fucking documented, the Carl Stack guy, Chris Burnett, he is doing a series of publications on America First, which I support because Nick Fuentes belongs in fucking prison for being a traitor, basically. And I can't wait. So he advertises the emails. If you're interested in participating in his thing, if you have a relevant question in regards to his new writings, you can find his post in the Nick Fuentes thread. And he has an email for contact. I just figured I'd give him a shout out. Okay. So, I need to sit. Hydrated as fuck today, Chad. I don't know why. It's getting cooler. I think that might be why. I'm like, I'm gonna start being like Asmongold. I'm gonna like drink a sip of water and be like, ugh. Pretty sure he does meth. There's no way that he's not like on Adderall or something in that euphoric from a sip of water. Anyways, so let's read into this. I asked for help to assemble these notes, so I'm gonna be kind of learning as I go along with this. Pei, and Andy Worski, who of course had the Kino Casino now. That's kind of, it's very funny because it's like, that's what they're famous for. But in my mental timeline, that's kind of like a recent thing. Before Kino Casino, PPP was like the second fiddle alongside Godwinson in terms, and all they did, it's so hard to explain what PPP was before Kino Casino. Him and Godwinson were like a ragtag group of like Omega A-logs. They were like omnidirectional A-logs. They A-logged everybody equally and tried to cause as many problems for as many people as humanly possible. And they had this way of, I discussed this during the Coach Red Pill stream, but to kind of summarize, they had this philosophy called the Kino Dogma, or some people complain and said it's dog me, but whatever. I think it's dogma. The Kino Dogma 2007, which was that you always film yourself as a YouTuber would in 2007. So you have to use like a shitty webcam. You have to record yourself with just your phone or something. You can never use OBS. You can screen record by holding your camera up to your screen, but you can never use your computer directly. It's shit like that. And so it was like these very esoteric, they even called it esoteric. That was their word for it. They called them esoteric videos where they just like shit on internet personalities and they uploaded it to like 8 million different YouTube channels. And then for whatever reason, sometime after I started doing my podcast, and I think sometime after Jim stopped doing regular streams, because there was a period of time where he was doing streams like every Sunday, I want to say. PPP decided to start up the Kino Casino with Andy Worski. It was after PPP had a breakup with Surfer and Godwinson, even, I want to say. And then PPP was on his own, so he hooked up with Andy Worski, and they started doing Kino Casino together. But before then, PPP was a very long-running character in the sector, and also this extremely weird figure who didn't really fall into any category, but since he started doing Kino Casino, he has been basically a fixture, and he's normalized quite a bit in terms of how he broadcasts. He's very in line with what you would expect. Andy Worski is the opposite. Andy Worski has always done very normal podcast stuff in different forms, and he has had tremendous burnouts again and again for over a decade, and you'll continually hear his name because he's brought up a lot because he was present or really, really weird shit that happened that was like high profile internet drama shit for like the last decade. So he caught another, I say a second win, but it's not a second win. It's like an eighth win for him. He's been all over in terms of like ups and downs. Cause he, obviously he very publicly has had substance abuse issues, but he also kind of like stabilized with PPP on the Keno Casino. He had a falling out with, I want to say that this whole thing comes from a pay pig called Medicare Masochist, who very famous, Medicare Masochist is really famous in terms of people who watch Keno Casino, because he would get, he was like apparently like their biggest pay pig. And on their show, whenever you give them a bunch of money, they like shout your name out. They say Medicare Masochist for $50. And he always gives $50, and they always say it the exact same fucking way. And they say, let's go, and they, like, scream and shit. So that was, like, a fixture of the stream for a very long time. And apparently, I think if you add it all up, it's, like, $24,000 that he's given them over all the streams they've done. It was, like, an incredible amount of money. But then they had a falling out. But they also, before they had a falling out, they had, they met up in Vegas. And this is the point of contention, is that when they went to Vegas, they did things. And the things that they did, I have a big question mark over them. But some people like to pursue that as a point of drama. So I'll just read the bullet points, now that I've explained everything except what's right in front of me on the screen. And before I even read it, one more thing. The same stream on Friday, I want to say, it was Tuesday, I think, even, where I was trying to get my stream started and failed miserably. I somehow thought, people were like, okay, I guess we're going to watch Keno Casino today because Josh can't get his fucking stream to work. I thought I was having a bad day, and then Andy Worski's Twitter account got hijacked, and the guy that did it basically outed all this fucking internet drama and tried to derail their stream, so they had a little bit worse, I would even say. But, one, from Cringestorian X, who is, he's been around for a while, but he re-registered at some point. Andy had a meltdown at the beginning of their vacation at 6 in the morning about Liana, who is his girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, might be cheating on him. This is after a month in the relationship. This comes from Iron Wolf, I think. So I was wrong. It was not Medicare Masochist who did the drama. It was Iron Wolf. Who was another pay pig? Someone in chat, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know this. PPB has to sleep on two beds by himself. I mean, if you can, I would too. I haven't had a king-size bed in a long time. I would take a king-size bed. Andy cheated on Liana with black hookers. That part's important. Andy and the pay pigs have some kind of ditty party with the black hookers. Iron said he didn't participate and said in his own room. PPP also did not participate with the black hookers, but he did stay in the same room and watch the whole thing. A pay pig could not finish it with the hooker. I think that's supposed to be Medicare Masochist. Or maybe not. Couldn't finish it with the hooker since he's a virgin. Iron said he was bored on the phone the whole time, so Andy had to come save the pay pig by pushing him from the back? What the fuck? I guess, like, manually motorizing the virgin to thrust? I mean, that's quite nice. That's a very helpful. It's like, I don't believe that just because it doesn't make sense in my head. I'm trying to, like, okay, you're having sex with a black hooker. I'm going to assume missionary because that's the easiest position, right? And then Andy Wars, he's going to be like, hey, bud, and then get, like, right behind you. Let me help you out. And he grabs you by your hips and is like, manually, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. And he's like, doing like Pilates or something with your hips. It doesn't, it's like, that's too weird. No, nobody would allow that. Medicare Masochist lost a $20 poker game and spent 3 hours sulking about it in his room. Ashton stole $300 worth of casino chips from Medicare Masochist. I mean, that's just base. That's what it's there for. Annie brought the sector-related discussion during the Vegas trip, while PPP brought up Surfer. Medicare Masochist was uncomfortable hearing words like faggot, autistic, and neighbor. Iron says he's a liberal. Medicare Masochist refused to give his ID while checking to the resort and told the receptionist that he and others just met from online under an alias name. But everybody actually knew each other by the real name. Andy brought up the time Jaden cried while on the call with him and PPP during the vacation. I don't know what the deal is with that. I know that Jaden, I think it's Jaden McNeil, is the ex-Groyper second in command. I want to say that he was Nick Fuentes's favorite boy from the Groypers, and he was like the treasurer for the America First group. But then he flipped on America First. And is the reason why Nick is known as a cum hunter. I cannot remember why he flipped. I can't remember what the actual impetus for that was, but he's been a fixture on the Kino Casino, I'm pretty sure. Andy paid $5K to work on some kind of water physic for his game that he never uses. A pay pig named Psycho Gunner, a.k.a. Beezer, lost his job, and Andy banned people who told him to cool it off with the donations. I can believe that. Andy banned 20 to 30 people from his PayPix server because they made fun of him after the Salt Poppy fight. I can kind of believe that. And Iron says Andy was crying while on the call with his PayPix. I don't believe that because someone would have recorded it. Ashton has a secret girlfriend that's living with him. Andy told Iron she's built like a potato. Valsh, a GF type of body. Editor note, someone made to do an edit of that famous Valsh, but with questions. I guess I can believe that. I don't think that Andy would shit talk his girlfriend, though. That doesn't sound right. Like, when I worked at the Whataburger, I had a friend who had a long-term girlfriend, and she was just the worst person ever. Like, she was psychotically possessive. I would only meet him once every a couple months, but when I did, she would throw a bitch fit, like full-on fucking psycho meltdown literally every single time I visited. Like, would cry, cause a scene, beg for attention, try to pry us apart, like literally every time. It was the most like pathetic, disgusting shit I've ever fucking seen in person. I just awful, just an awful person to be around. And even then, I don't think I would have shit-talked her openly to, like, random fucking people. And again, I don't know. I don't know Andy. The black hookers is just weird, though. Like, if you're going to hire hookers... See, I just don't believe that. Because, like, if you're going to hire hookers, if you're at Vegas and you have a pay pig there giving you thousands of dollars to be there, why the fuck would you get black hookers if you're going to fuck hookers? It just breaks my suspension of disbelief. It's like saying that you're having like a Diddy party, and then you roll up with the whippets. Like if you're at a Diddy party, you're not going to be doing whippets. You're not doing no fucking galaxy gas at the Diddy party. You're going to be doing cocaine. You're going to be having a nice high with a quality drug. Not going to be doing fucking galaxy gas. That's my thought on that. Let me ask the chat. I've not done a poll. Poll. Black hookers? ? Vote 1 for yes. Vote 2 for maybe hookers, but not black ones. And then vote 3 for no. Does that work? It does. Black hookers? ? Vote 1 for yes. Vote 2 for maybe hookers, but not black ones. And vote 3 for no. The votes shall be rolling in henceforth, chat. He talked about getting hookers with Honkasaw years ago. I can believe that. Some people opine that les bass conservatards would have sex with black hookers to satisfy their weird interracial fascination. Maybe I'm just coping, chat. Maybe I don't want to believe it. At 150 votes, I need 5 more people to sit to vote while I say that. At 150 votes, 47 are for yes, 58 are for maybe hookers, but not black ones, and another 47 are for no. So it's, more than 2/3 of people do believe that Andy Worski would have sex with hookers. Well, I feel like I should ask the obvious second question then. poll. Would PPP a hooker? Question mark. Vote one. I'll just keep this simple. Vote one for yes. Vote two for no. And I'll let those ones pour in as I pontificate this matter further, Chad. Someone brings up that black hookers are cheaper. But I don't know. I feel like it. I mean, here's how much of a beta cuck I am, okay? I went to Japan with the guys from 2 Channel and from 8chan, and they went to this place called a soap spa or something. It's like a soap spa, and it's just like a ruse for like a brothel. It's like it's a soap or something, but it's basically just Japanese prostitutes, and they clean you first because I imagine the people that go there are disgusting, and then they have sex with you. And I was invited. Like, they literally reserved a room for me and everything. And I was just like, no, I don't want to go. So I didn't. But then Frederick and literally everybody from 2chan, including the married guys, went to the Japanese titwink bar or whatever the fuck. And I didn't. I stayed behind. I wandered Japan for a little while. Stayed by myself. I just didn't want to go to hookers. I did not want to go to hookers. It didn't sound like a fun time. I don't find that embarrassing at all. Like, that's pretty, I feel like that's pretty fucking basic. Okay. Would PPP a hooker with 122 votes? 59 say yes, 63 say no. It is almost precisely 50-50 with just a few votes edging it out. If you voted in this one, your vote sure as fuck counts. No wins by the hairs on your chinny chin chin. Was there a handicap ramp? I didn't actually go, so I don't know, but there was a handicap ramp on everything. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this as part of my storytelling about the Japanese trip. We went to Okinawa and Hokkaido. And I will say that the light beer that they have in Okinawa, that is like a local specialty, not the Japanese beer that has the little star caps. It's like a local Okinawan beer. It's really good. It's probably my favorite light beer. I like the Sapporo beer, which is the star cap beer. Both are very quality light beers. Anyways, in Hokkaido and throughout Japan, they have amazing accessibility. Just amazing. And when I went places with Frederick, he found me very useful because I'm a big guy. So I would literally, and this is not an exaggeration. When we walked places in the Philippines, there were people everywhere. It's a very crowded country, especially in Manila. I would kind of stick out my elbows so that my body would take up the same width as his wheelchair. I would make myself a little bit wider, and I would literally just shove through crowds of Filipino people. Because they're all like a foot shorter than me. Because I'm like 5'9", 5'10", if I stand up straight. And so I just shoved them out of the way, and he would drive behind me, and it worked really well. And then if we ever hit to a bump, I would have to pick up his chair to get over the bump, because there was no... you would have to walk blocks to get to a part where it's like on the... It kind of slopes that a wheelchair can get over it, so... it would basically always have to help him get over any kind of step. But in Japan, it was night and day. Like, going to the airport with him and then getting into Japan and then leaving the airport, it was just like, he was amazed that he could go anywhere in Japan by himself, because he could just walk up to the elevator and it was all handicap accessible. It had like the second buttons close to ground level so that you can press it from a wheelchair. You can get on and off. We took a subway, because they have the light rail that goes around Japan, and the conductor in his very cool Japanese conductor uniform walks out and manually puts down like a steel ramp so that he can drive onto the train, and then he collects it and gets back into the cab when he's gotten onto the bus. And he was super impressed that he could get everywhere around in Japan. And I was thinking, like, I kind of mocked him because he's super libertarian, or he was during that time. I'm like, you know, this is all taxpayer money. This is all government regulation that everything has to be accessible like this, you know? He's like, yeah, it is nice, but I don't like the government anyways. I don't think they should force people to be nice to me. Anyways, sorry, I'm reminiscing about travels again. Maybe I'm feeling a little bit wanderlusty right now for obvious reasons, chat. Anyways, okay, black hookers. Stay focused, Josh. My mind melting again. Late night suffering. Kyler, I don't know who the fuck that is, posted a leaked screenshot from June 2023. Medicare masochist with $24,000 on Worskiing PPP's Vegas trip. Oh, just on the Vegas trip. So not even on the streams. That was just the number for the Vegas trip. All these allegations are of whiskey or on booze occur 5 months before his present sobriety arc, but his drop is Keno. So this is the screenshot. Worski says, same brother, I'm feeling really sick right now. Captain Morgan says, I went over my bills. Final tally is about $23,630. Worski goes, dear God, bro, holy buddy, I don't know how to thank you, man. Captain Morgan says, I just hope everyone had a great time. Worski says, unironically, the best weekend of my life. You guys are incredible. You know what I would do with $24,000? I would take $7,000 and set it aside to put into my IRA. And then I would buy new hardware for the forum. Yeah, maybe even I would buy some, specifically some stocks so that I can file shareholder investments 3 years from now. Sorry, I'm a real party animal. Leanna, his girlfriend. I don't know if she is still his girlfriend, but Leanna F5's. And she fucked up because this is her verified account. Says, the funniest part about this is Iron saying other people fucked the hookers when he was the one fucking the hookers. So she actually inadvertently confirmed before anyone knew anything, and this was just Iron saying whatever the fuck he wanted. She comes out and says, oh yeah, there were black hookers at the Vegas party. Okay, bro. Probably not the best thing to say when your boyfriend's being harassed by fucking internet weirdos over this shit, but you don't let me tell you how to live. Problem. Woman moment. Oh, no. I mean, literally speaking, yes, it is a woman moment. You're right. Okay, so I think this is the guy trying to give Pay some trouble. Okay, because Ricada Law, obviously, says, wait, PPP and Worski are completely dishonest morality hucksters? No kidding? No fat people allowed in my degeneracy. Ew. PPP says, give me a fucking break, pal. Your daughter, who is 9, tested positive for cocaine, Nick. It's not my fault you're stupider than Kokeski and actually got busted for coke. Imagine. That is funny. Andy Worski, notorious cokehead, who got high on coke and pointed a gun at somebody. Never got charged with cocaine possession, but Ricada has. You know, Andy Worski has been called stupid, and sometimes when you listen to him talk, you have to wonder. But a guy once said, "Stupid is as stupid does." Nick Ricada. Maybe you ought to concern yourself with that plea on Tuesday. Guilty, and then the body cam. Tom Mad Rhetoric says, wasn't your raucous Vegas party more than a year ago? You guys also don't have the same level of responsibility as a married lawyer with 5 homeschooled kids. Pepe Pay says, I would add that our show's success this year has been based on sobriety, and that reason, the reason for it is some of the setbacks we had in 2023 with booze and vice. We don't try to cope like Ricada, that there have never been problems in the past, but the show is winning for a reason. Kerman says, so the Vegas trip was so bad, you both decided to clean up your act. PvP says, I would genuinely say that the whole situation is pretty typical for a party in Las Vegas and not really that crazy. I would say it was a mix of a few degenerate times that year, seeing how much better and how much more money the show has made while we were. Well, money is a good incentivizer. Before I read that, I'm trying to think. I need to go to Vegas because there's a tech thing there that I need to go to take care of shit. I think if I end up, I'm going to have to go. There's no way around it. Once I'm back in the U.S., I have to go to Vegas at some point. But I think when I go to Vegas, I'm not going to do anything there. There's nothing that I want. I hate gambling. I hate gambling. Because it's like, I'm just so lucid. I'm just like, I'm losing money. And it's not fun to lose money. So what the fuck would I do? Yeah, there's nothing else in Vegas. There is somebody. I shouldn't say anything. I almost got myself into trouble. I almost said something really detrimental to my... I'm thinking it, though. I'm thinking it. If you know, you know. Anyway, okay. So, Metacromasticus has then since thusly been disavowed because it was found out that he is... a Coomer. I think the analogs found out that he has subscribed to a doujin called Otoko Noko, which I know the meaning of. It means daughter boy or daughter son or something. And I know that because there's Otoko Noko pharmaceuticals that Queen Cathal loudly and proudly advocated that his followers on Twitch go get bootleg estrogen from. So, big breast, anal, solo male, shotokan, futanari, femdom, cross-dressing, multi-work series, tom girl, sweating, twin tails, dick girl on male, soul dick girl, feminization. Meet Metacromasticus. I guess that's him. Bro, hold up. Sorry, that is just like, it's just like a fucking dead ringer of this. Hold up. Like, look, okay, I'm not usually the one, but his hair, what the fuck is up with your hair, bro? Why do you look like that? Why is your hair like that? Is it just, did you literally just walk into a barber and say, just fuck my shit up? It's like... what the fuck else? How does that happen? Okay. Whatever. I guess it's just hair, right? I already read that. Okay. So, Metacromasticus was a gooner. Ethan Ralph dunked on him. Metacromasticus made his kill stream debut today. Ha 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 ha. Never give a dumbass like a Bortsky your phone number, because he will show it on air, Lamau. They did everything. They found out his Steam profile, and they traced him down on the phone book from there. They found his porn accounts. By funny accounts, kind of scrolling down all this, got weird shit to it. 25 male, California, looking for a new male to watch me bang my girl and cry in the corner so I can use your tears as lube. Please, serious inquiries only. That's weird. See, this is bullshit, he says. Unrealistic dick standards for big people. As a 6'5", 240-pound person, my dick is totally actually measured okay, but looks small compared to my frame. I've been self-conscious all my life until I met my wife. Leave Doom Guy alone. He has a totally normal-looking penis. He's just huge. Huge. Penis size does not correlate to height or weight. Short midgets have huge penises sometimes, too. That's... so many anuses, so many. Once in a while, you find a gem. After fighting through giant anuses everywhere, I have nightmares of giant anuses because of Shadman. Ooh, Shadman. I'm imagining a little blue mouse walking through a door and slamming it shut. Shadman. Okay, let's read these. So Perspicacity is a former Kino Casino pay pig and like volunteer writer's room guy. And then he's shamefully with nobody else to pay pig to, now pay pigs to Ethan fucking Ralph. And just, hey, look, guys, come on, in the chat. This isn't Kino Casino. Don't spam the chat. I have to, like, turn on the... How do I do this? I forgot how to do it. Just close the camera. Okay. So, perspicacity, as I said, who shamefully, as shamefully as it can possibly be, now pay pigs for Ethan Ralph. And when Iron Wolf, or whatever his name is, published the hooker thing, he took his chance to strike. He's been sitting on these logs for years, waiting for the perfect moment to drive the knife and to pay in Andy Worski, ending them and faithfully serving his lord, Ethan Oliver Ralph, as the King Snake. So let's read these logs. There's only one log that I'm aware of that I've read before from this, so I don't know how funny these can be. PvP says, Ralph's felting us on the Sunrise Boys. Ralph got me and the boys not able to run OBS is more embarrassing than anything in Ralph's life. He was dabbing on me for OBS. Now he's talking about Jesse's dead brother. I wanted to cool your brother off in hell with my piss. Ralph is so base. We can't keep him down. This is obviously like a joke. It's kind of weird to publish this and be like, haha, I got you, because it's just like, who the fuck cares? 40 years ago. Sorry, can't count. I really do consider just going full griff mode, DSP god mode, because I actually despise everyone online now, and I think they should be treated as the animals they are. Take the Daddy Jim pill and all is well. That's based. There are people out there who are effectively livestock. They deserve to be eaten. I've come to this realization as well. None of you guys, though. You guys are real human beings. Your soul, you have souls. You're not like mud monsters made of clay that don't exist, that don't really exist outside of your physical machination. But there are some people who are just animals. They don't want you to know this, but people have meat. You can eat them. You become a true grifter. True, boys, it's over. I can't wait to sell every fan who pay pig knees info to the feds. So I wouldn't say that even as a joke. That's a bit much. The tasteful PayPal dox button. There's so many options. Personally, I'm thinking Doomsday Cult, where the world is ending in 2024. Then I run off to Mexico with the donation days before the prophecy is fulfilled. Who cares? Pay pigs are subhuman. Let them give Ralph millions. I want content. I want blood. Oh, I understand what he's doing. Like, these are three-year-old logs, and perspicacity is trying to be like, look, you guys, you gave him money, you know, 3 years ago. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, like, back in the day, when he was esoteric PPP with Godwinson, and Jim was doing his thing, Jim was also extremely anti-Super Chat. He didn't collect Super Chats on any of his streams. He shit-talked Patreons. He shit-talked merchandise. I remember that there was, in particular, a guy he was ridiculing. And the guy's Redbubble had, like, all the default stock options for, like, Redbubble merchandise. And one of those was a clock. And he went on for, like, 20 minutes about how fucking humiliating it was that this guy was selling a clock with his logo in the middle of it where the hands are. And then, of course, he opens up a Patreon and he gets Super Chats. And then PPP, who was against Super Chats, started taking Super Chats. And the thing that you have to remember is that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the stream, it's like people can't do things unless they're financially compensated for it. It's not viable to spend your working time doing something for fun that brings value to people and then not collect money from it. And I think in the early days of the internet, it was like, if you make YouTube videos, it's not a job. Get a fucking job. You can make videos on the side. Now, but it's like, there's a job. For a lot of people, they put in more, as much effort as like a job. Don't get me wrong. It's not like, it's definitely not the same as Whataburger. That's for fucking sure. But if people want to pay for it, they do. Grifter Rams making all the money for Grifter PPP, the golden age. Gumroad up to 920 a month, boys. Soon the Tesla will be mine. Could PPP can't even fit into a Tesla. I'm sorry, but I can't imagine. Those things are fucking ridiculous. Then again, I don't know. Because it's like, I think they drive themselves, right? You don't need like a, I don't think they have a steering wheel. I think that the, if you want a steering wheel in your Tesla, you got to like plug in like a PlayStation 5 controller. So theoretically, I guess if you wanted to drive, if PPP wanted a car, a Tesla would be the best option because it's just a bucket seat with no wheel in front of you to put your gun onto. So you just plug in your PS5 controller and you're good to go. But yeah, I think that's actually the best option. Literally the best option. You know, I was thinking about this, and this is also an aside, but fuck Elon Musk. Breaks my fucking Starlink, bans me on every fucking X account, and his cars suck too. They're all, his cars are like the worst fucking things on the entire planet. They're the exact opposite of what I want. Why can't, here's what I would do. If I could pitch him something, Elon should make a prepper vehicle that is an electric charging, but fully manual. Manual windshields, manual brakes, manual steering, manual transmission. The only thing that should be wired up is the actual engine connected to the battery. And that way, yeah, and PayPal. In that way, in the post-apocalypse, you have a car that doesn't need any electronic components whatsoever, but has a working motor that can be charged by solar or any other thing that generates electricity. Whereas you get a beat-up Ford pickup that is fully manual, but then you still need diesel. And it's like, where the fuck are you going to get that? You can use kitchen gas, I guess, or kitchen oil, but that's going to run out eventually. Whereas if you have solar panels, you know, you have 10 years with those things you can charge a car up with just fine. You should make prepper Teslas. But instead he makes the most fucking soylent vehicles known to fucking to mankind. A diesel EV hybrid. Yeah. Well, actually, those exist. Diesel electric. I'm pretty sure they're very unreliable. I only say that because in Hearts of Iron 4, you can make diesel electric tanks, and they're bad. So they could be good in real life, but in Holy 4, they suck, so you don't want to do that. Anyways, whatever. Tesla, that's right. Okay. Imagine donating to Gator. Dear God, where the fuck are my donors at Godwinson? This stream is going to be my own personal hell. Fucking useless. Josh should beg on his knees for Percep to be the mod and pay him bigly. On the Kiwi Farms? Never. Never, ever. Perspicacity is terrible. It's like a... it's like the Lauren Southern Destiny Blacked conundrum, but with mods. Like, how could you ever mod somebody that's modded for Ethan Ralph? That's just dirty. You don't want to do that. I did, once upon a time, extend in my utter grace and magnanimity to Gator. I told Gator, back when he would never, when he was the last person to snake on Ethan Ralph, I told him, Gator, if you snake on Ethan Ralph, I will let you be the moderator of whatever board you want. I think I even offered, I would set you up an anime board on the Kiwi Farms and let you moderate that. So you would always have a place to hang up your broom and call home. And he rejected my offer and went his own way. He MGTOWed or JGTOWed because he was a Janny going his own way. That was the exception, though. We'd never make such an exception for Perspicacity. He's not exceptional in any way. Though he is an exceptional individual. Sorry, Gator. What the fuck is happening, Bose? The Catboy sub forum. Do I just build Josh's website for him now? I think, I can't remember what started. Oh, because Jaden left the Nick Fuentes group. So I did. I started up a thing because that was like a big deal. And I wanted to encourage more people to stop being Roypers because that's fucking gay. I see what he's doing, by the way. He probably went through that writer's room and searched Josh. And any mention of me, he leaked. Because then I would read this and I would be like, "Urgh, that pay. I hate that pay. I want to render him down for cooking grease. That pay. Perspicacity's 7 million chests. It's just a level of Machiavellian politicalization that nobody could ever possibly sit back and fully comprehend the depth of. Truly a king. My disappointment is immeasurable. I can't believe the A-Logs couldn't even win a poll. I want to string Josh up for a meeting. meat hook for this. I don't even know what this is a reference to. A Twitter poll? I guess Jesse and Surfer did a show together, but yeah, for sure. Jesse makes $120,000 a month. Jesse waited too long to do the snake tour. Leo Pirate has returned to debate Mormon Shaggy, I guess. This is like the loser bracket. This is like in Dota 2 when they're doing the international, and they have like the winner upper bracket and the loser lower bracket. This is like the third wrong loser lower bracket where they have like the biggest retards slap fighting each other. Okay, Perspicacity says, I say respond to interesting donos, ignore the rest. None of them are interesting. Just display them on stream. PPP says, pay pigs want interactivity. Perspicacity says, there are some that are topical. I mean, Rackus just responds to questions he finds interesting, ignores most of them. Phil straight up tells the pay pigs what they are to say. That's funny. I like the way, I had to sit and think, I mean, this is the thing, too. I had this exact conversation with you guys before I started taking super chats. I would sit down and I'd be like, how am I going to do this? Because the thing where you just interrupt the stream every time somebody donates is like extremely irritating. I don't like it when they do it either. They're very nice, by the way. I've complained to PPP about the super chat reading, and I've noticed that when I'm a guest on their stream, they don't do it. They don't interrupt the stream to read super chat. So they're aware that I don't like that, and they actually cater to me just a little bit by not reading the super chats midstream, which is quite nice, John. I think that the compromise that I came up with was decent. I will very seldom read a super chat midstream, but I will read them at the end. But sometimes one just catches my eye. I rarely read chat aloud too. Like I look at it and I see people saying stuff, but I rarely pick one out. They've toned it back. Yes. Well, people have complained is the thing. Because it was very grating. And that's the great thing about their editor, by the way, is that their editor clips out most of the super chat reads. So you. Their YouTube channel does a really good job. Like, is like a perfect clip channel because it clips out all the stuff like that, and it makes it a much better format. But he's right; people do want interaction. Perspicacity. Sorry. I was talking about super chats, and then I read the message, and I read it like it's a super chat, and I didn't even realize I was doing it until I didn't see the dollar sign. I'm like, where's the fucking money at? Where's the fucking money at, Perspicacity? I'm like, oh, wait, there is no money. This is just a message for my stream comments. Perspicacity for 7-Eleven says, there are some things that are topical. I mean, Rackus just responds to questions he finds interesting. All right, I read this. I'm fucking retarded. Listen, Persp, we're scamming everyone. We are scamming everyone till the wheels fall off, and we've made every last shekel we can. Show quality doesn't even matter. That's also clearly a joke. It's kind of hard. Like, I can just imagine him saying this in voice, and it would just be like, that's obviously a joke. Andy wins all the chargebacks, boys. It's going to happen. We need to get beyond Phil's level so all of us can be rich. Fuck the pay pigs. Fuck the guy with the dying dog the most. Imagine donating when your dog's dying. Oh, dude. I've gotten one of those now where it's like my cat's dying. It's like, it's sad, but it's like, I don't know. I don't want to show on people. It's like, that's why it's the worst one. Like, I want to complain about it because it's like a downer, but at the same time, I can't be like, why are you fucking telling me about your dead dog? I don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. Like, just saying that just makes me sound like a deranged asshole. Like, someone's paying me money to commiserate their utter emotional grief and torment, and you're just like, ew, you're doing the thing. Terrible, chat. I'm just terrible. I do feel bad for everybody with dead animals, by the way. Just letting you know, I'm not an asshole. PP says, Josh isn't part of jack shit. He'll LARP. He was the mastermind behind everything. I am the unmoved mover, PPP. I am the original mastermind. He gets off on the constant mention of the farms. He's just mad Ralph doesn't mention his penis anymore. One corn joke, guys. One corn joke. Ralph was a millionaire. Total success till I made the corn joke. I didn't do that as a concession to overwhelming pressure over NP2. It was a master troll. No, I would actually disagree with that. I did not. I mean, kind of, because it was like the full context of that was that we have to sacrifice Ralph to the corn, because it was kind of a thing where it was like, dude, like he's going ape shit on fucking everybody, and it's fucking annoying, and it's entirely because they want to get at Ralph, and it's like, well, maybe we should sacrifice Ralph. It's not that I give myself credit for that. It's like people do. It's funny. And like, as if, by the way, PPP, as if you don't say things that you know are a little bit gilding the lily because it's the funnier story to tell. It's 100% funnier to say that Ethan Ruff's complete and total psychiatric break and life decline was due to a corn joke. That's the funniest possible story, and it kind of is true. Just saying, motherfucker. Quick building his own cozy now. I don't know what's right. Oh, CWC, culture war criminal. Dude, you can't call that fucker culture war criminal and call him CWC. If you say CWC and you're referring to any fucking thing besides Christian, Wes, and Chandler, you're not OG, you're not an old fag, you're fucking a poser, okay? There's one CWC. There will only be one CWC. We're going to pass a law in the United States that your initials can never be CWC, and if you try to register a nickname that abbreviates a CWC, you'll be thrown in federal prison until you change it. It sounded like Ultra's doxing Simon Black Bell, the Foundation, baseball game. This is about Jaden. I don't know enough about fucking... Andy's honestly asking me how to get an apartment. I believe that. Whatever was going on was clearly more than friendship. Like, what the fuck? You're 34. Believe that. How do I get a lease? Oh, what the fuck do you mean? How do you get a lease? That's funny. So what are you guys doing with memology? And he fucked it, even though I told him to do it. I'm gonna lose it. It's not that big a deal. I guess he pissed off memology something. I wonder if, in his mind, he is the mastermind behind the show, referring to Andy, I'm sure. Which, honestly, might be... This is Trelon saying, honestly, which may be the better option? If you do the network, then you'll keep guests in any future breakup. Literally, the only guest Andy has brought forward was Jesse, and he was a flop. Is that referring to Jesse from the podcast thing? Yeah, that would be a flop. That guy fucking sucks. That guy sucks on every single show he's ever been on. I don't know why people keep inviting him. The neighbor is so lazy he can't even move out of his parents without me guiding it. That's just sad. That blows me away. He's literally asking me to look at apartment ads. I mean, it is kind of a big pain in the ass to get an apartment. I can see why. If you think his parents would help him, though. Why can't his parents help him move out? They should be happy. They'd be doing 40-hour work weeks trying to find this motherfucker an apartment because he's getting the fuck out of their house. This is Styx Exenhammer 666 in DMs with PayPayPay. Styx says, hey, dude, does Kino Casino host debates? Me and Spencer, I'm assuming Richard Spencer, are set to argue over fortunes and the free and anonymous net. PPP says, we can host a special event, but no. This must be Andy Worski's side. PPP thinks it sounds fun also. When are you both available? And then Six says, shit, man, I'm sorry, but Ralph had already contacted Spencer at Lowell. I wanted to give you a shot because of the dumpster fire crap going on. He says, all good, but that's fucking embarrassing that Six was like, I want to have a debate, like a serious debate. Oh, of course, Ethan Ralph, the drunk serial philanderer living in Mexico, the fucking pill-popping retard. Six is one of those people who's just, like, such a fucking fag that it really, like, knocks you on your ass and makes you think, how the fuck does anyone listen to your dumb ass? How could anyone give a fuck about what you have to say? How would anyone give you fucking money to hear what you have to say, you dumb shit? Fucking moron? But, yeah, we live in a society, chat. Pepe Pig says, I'm messaging Sticks. Fuck Andy so hard. I'm so done, boys. Andy is so incompetent. Oh, he's mad about losing Sticks to Ralph. I mean, that is fucking rude. I'd be pissed too, wasn't it? He must have been super fucking angry about this. Okay, now that I know the context that he lost the Sticks thing to Ralph, he's like super pissed. He doesn't give a fuck about anything. He's worthless as shit. He lives, Persicasty says, he lives on Twitter. There's no way he didn't see the message. It's so bizarre. PPP on Worski says, even if he was making $100,000 a week, he couldn't be bothered to send a DM to set up a show. He couldn't be fucked to even find one clip for content. For $1 million, he should be shot. Persicasty says, well, there's a transition plan. You're going to have to do a solo stream once a week or a show outside of Kiwi Farms. I don't know what KF means in this context. Like, in terms of internet drama? He blames living at his parents. It's just pathetic. I mean, honestly, I see a little bit of myself in this, because I say really bombastic, over-the-top shit, like, someday when I'm pissed off. Though I try not to say it about my staff. Like, then again, my staff never pissed me off. I have really great staff. I almost never get really pissed at what people. Moderators on the forum do a great job. Andy says, or PPP says, I have to sit here and tell this faggot that he makes the show. He doesn't feel bad. The audience doesn't like me. I'm upset. Faggot, why don't you try to do something to make them like you? Trillan says, do people not understand why people hate him? Just read the thread. I'm referring to the forum, I guess. People make it pretty obvious. All he has to do is not read the thread and not read the comments. Just be a fucking man. Not everything can be the funniest thing ever. He knows right well the problems are. The worst is I'm going to get all the blame when this shit goes south. He's going to cry a river about my ego. This was before Andy got sober, so that's probably, if things have improved since then, that's probably a factor in it. Oh my God, there's so much of this. Well, they're talking about Worski being an addict here, and it's like, yeah. Doesn't deserve the money that he gets. His one job, other than running OBS, to be a Rolodex and book guest. Sticks is going to give us the first crack at his debates from now on, but we lost the Spencer debate. Fuck, I hate Andy. I think a lot of people in chat would agree with that. I'm so mad it's beyond me to tell the CEO of Odyssey to fuck off and now this. He didn't even message Andy Dick back for 9 hours. God damn it. He sure did. He asked Andy to agree to fight Ralph. It was a Jew scam. Honestly, he's probably on coke again. I'm officially seething. Dude, PPP has a lot of, like, he's in his right to be angry. Like, that's the show. Like, getting the Odyssey guy on, lining up a fight with Ralph, like, that kind of shit. Andy Dick. Like, Andy Dick's like an actual celebrity. Getting him on your show is kind of your fucking job. But the dating of this means that it's, you know, it's Kokeski, so you can only apply so much of this to, like, the current Kino Casino. Polly Shore and Dr. Drew, did that ever happen? We're getting Polly Shore and Dr. Drew. The Wash celebs Casey has contacts too with his dark money. There's something really Jewish going on. Did this happen? I don't remember. I don't remember them getting, like, celebrities on the show. I'm reading chat, but nobody has gotten to that point. Was a celebrity. Surfer is stealing because I showed him that he didn't make the content and is rich of him a confirmed cop caller to cry about swatting. The child is going to be a daddy's girl gagging on daddy's microdick. Fucking pedophile swine. I don't know what that's to. That's a really, really terrible thing to say about a child. I can't wait for my 9th booster. I went to die. I'm honestly, I might make this the cover for the stream. This is very funny out of context. pictures of Vegas to confirm it, I guess. Is that Worski? Who the fuck is that? I don't know who the fuck that is. That's not Worski, though. Is that a black person? Is that... OBS says it's reconnecting. I think we're back in. I think we're back in, boys. You know how it goes. Don't be sad that there was a disconnect. Be happy that we're back, chat. Oh, it's still... Oh, fuck. It's dropping. For... That's fucked up. Why is that happening? I'm nervous. You can hear my voice. I am nervous. I'm monitoring the situation before I continue. Let me ensure. Let me double check my router has not accidentally connected to the bad. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Packet loss is going down. Okay, I think we're good. Let me get a sip while everybody refreshes. Okay, cool. Next. And now that nothing has happened, I can show you guys the Rakeda updates. Let's start with this. Rakeda starts off with his best, I think it's Biggie Smalls. Today was a good day. Didn't he have to shoot somebody? Today is a monumentally great. Today, our CPS case is closed and full legal custody has been restored to Kayla and I. We have had physical custody of our kids on a trial home visit since early August, but we are still subject to government oversight and intrusion, as well as drug and alcohol testing 3 to 5 times a week. Kayla and I completed outpatient. Piece by piece, I am picking up and preparing to rebuild into whatever mosaic life has for me. Thanks again for sticking with me. Talk to you soon. Kayla saying that he has... regained custody. Cool. I don't know if that's true. There's no way to find out. So we just have to take his word for it, I guess. Then he writes this. As to give you guys a context, this was leading up to his plea entry date. He was supposed to enter a guilty or not guilty plea today, I want to say. And I was expecting to talk about that today, but I'll get to that in a second. Instead, on the precipice of this date, he wrote this entry. He writes, "Dear Diary, I've been thinking a lot about David for a while now. David is a walking dichotomy. I hate him. I don't like his character. I don't know who the fuck David is, but I think that's a nickname for Aaron. So he can talk about Aaron without causing any legal issues for himself. I hate how he is venerated and his sins are ignored. I hate that his obviously brutish behavior is excused. He exploited so many people with a quiet threat of violence. He took what he wanted. He killed or ordered and killed those... Wait, is he talking about the biblical David? Bible David. Okay, King David. He killed or ordered or killed those who stood in the way of his birthright, his ambition, or his mere wants. David was a bad man. Yet, the more I think of his story, the more I see myself." Yeah, buddy. David suffers from a capacity problem. From the reader's standpoint, most of us are not a king who can have a man killed to hide our infidelity. We look at the audacity of murder and it forces us to overlook the infidelity. Fidelity, I think, is the hardest thing to maintain for honest adults. Fidelity is faithfulness and support in all circumstances. Now, we might mitigate infidelity in so many ways, not actually having sex, having a hall pass or permission, or pretending that it is limited to mere sexuality in the first place, Your relationship is probably not solely defined by sex, so neither can fidelity be so limited. We know my own infidelities are a myriad, and almost none of them involve sexuality in any way. But we always want an excuse. We need excuses because we cannot kill our problems like David could. David's status gave him the capacity to sin bigger than us. David's originating sins are the same as any mere man or woman at the value of the character, and that's the message. God's love of David transcends his immense capacity to sin audaciously before the Lord. The message is not that David is so special, rather that David's sins are that the mere extrapolation of our own when unshackled by the restrictions of our status. I hate David because I am David. I hate me. I hate my sins and my failures. I hate my infidelities. I hate when I have killed to get my way. I hate the result of all my choices being a shattered state. I hate that there isn't anyone else to blame. We sin within our capacity. We fail bigger than we knew our capacity to be. The scariest part is that I always just wondering when the storm is finished, I can go outside and start picking up pieces. God's message is that he was there before the storm, protected you during the storm, and will help you clean up after, even though you flapped your stupid wings hard enough to create that storm in the first place. At least my sons have not raised armies against me yet. I still have that on David. I don't know. This is another way, and he does this quite a bit, where he like tries to say, I'm taking... Like, everybody knows that the correct thing to do when you've done something wrong is to take accountability. But this is one of the ways that Rakeda has repeatedly insisted to the world that he takes accountability for the things that he has done without actually taking accountability for anything that he's done. It makes a biblical allegory in a way that's kind of like a humble brag, comparing himself to a literal fucking king, and says, much like David, I have reaped the whirlwind, and now I am accountable for my own actions, for which I am solely responsible for. But it's like, what have you actually done to take accountability? What do you intend to do to take accountability? When you say that you take accountability, what does that mean? And he would just respond to that saying, like, well, that's personal. I don't owe you anything. It's like, well, saying is one thing and doing is another. And every single thing that I see you do is merely an insistence that you're in the right and everybody else is in the wrong and they can eat shit. And then you post these, you know, fruity little diatribes about how actually you are so, so grateful for your grace and what little you have left. And you understand how precious things are. I feel so insincere. But obviously he would just insist that he's not trying to impress me, A-log, incel prude. One thing, by the way, that is very indicative that he has absolutely no sense of accountability, is that he continues to pay pig to a fucking pedophile who has at many different points in his time joked about raping children, specifically children of people that he knows personally. So I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be taking from that, but on the eve of his plea hearing, he sent $100. And Rakeda Law, for $100, says, thank you for all the well wishes and the support today. I have to go do something that is anathema, that is antithema to me. Why don't I just say antithetical? What the fuck's the point of using the Greek word for that? Anathema to me, because it is the right thing to do. And I have two boys to teach how to be men. You've always been a neutral voice, and that's all I've ever asked for. So, it's been set. He's writing poetry about King David and how King David had to reap the whirlwind for his sins, his grave, grave sins against God. And he's having to take accountability and go do something antithetical to him and his wishes. And then the day of the plea deal comes and continuance. Well, it sounds like he was ready to accept some kind of plea deal, but it's been kicked back almost 2 weeks. Now, a Minnesota attorney and a former criminal prosecutor had a little discussion with me about this, where he pitched, or he or her pitched his or her idea on why this can happen. These kinds of things are discretionary to a judge. A judge can effectively do whatever the fuck he wants. He compared judges to 800-pound gorillas. They can do whatever they want, and you can't really do anything about it. They will just do whatever the fuck they want, and that's just their nature. So this could just be the judge being like, well, the schedules didn't work out. We'll do this in December. It is Thanksgiving Day week, after all. We got shit to do. We got turkey to eat. C'est la vie. Let's catch you in December. Or it could be that he is repeatedly delaying this police deal so that his case syncs up more correctly with Kayla's case, because he may be intending to try them together, which I have been told by a defense attorney that joint trials are something that judges and courts do for judicial expediency and cost saving, and not necessarily to the benefit of the defendants. He says that almost that every defense attorney will object to a joint trial because it is impossible to say that they don't prejudice both of the defendants to try the people together. So that would, by its nature, be detrimental to both Kayla and Nick. I'm going to call it, I always call him Ricada, but Kayla's also Ricada. Make any sense? I have to make sure I say Nick. Now, it would be prejudicial to both of them to have them together, because I mean, Kayla would look bad standing next to Nick. They kind of look like partners in crime if you have them literally tried together. So that could be the other reason why. The third reason why could be that, because they did show up in court, and I'll read some notes in a second, but it could be that they couldn't agree on anything on that day, and so or something came up where they expected that they would have an agreement, and then at the last second they're like, wait a second, I didn't agree to that, so they had to postpone it so that the parties could discuss things. There's any number of explanations. The most conspiratorial of that would be that the judge wants them to be tried together, and that's an indication that he's trying to sync their timelines up together. Then a Kiwi, a tiki barman, actually, went over and took some notes. The notes read, April gives niche, or nick, because that is the Cyrillic alphabet ch, or I think it's the ch. Anyways, April gives niche a huge hug. She has heavy caked on foundation and mascara. Muddy combat boots, blue jeans, some weird coat with big gold buttons down the arms. She looks puffy, has been crying for sure. I'm sorry. This is just like written, and it's not like untidy looking characters. He just writes his characters in like the weirdest ways. Why do you write your letters this way? I don't understand. At 2:19, she went to the bathroom down the hall, and I hear her sniffling and tearing paper towels and faucet sounds. No toilet, most likely. Still waiting outside. Court just met April. She looks incredibly tense, eyes either down or staring off, a ring on every finger, silver holographic nails. Oh, someone's watching TikTok. Four bracelets on each arm. Super awkward. Small talk between April and Kayla. April tries to help Kayla throw out the fast food container. They talk a tiny bit about nothing, then hang out facing each other awkwardly. The bailiff comes out. Must note, both Kayla and April are playing with something in their hands. April, her glasses. Kayla, car keys. So tense, they clef feel awkward. They deaf, definitely. I think he's trying to say like most deaf. They definitely feel awkward and are self-soothing. We finally enter the courtroom. Nitch and Kayla stand together while April stands a few feet away, awkwardly staring at them. And then this is page 2. Nitch and Kayla are whispering to each other, and April is trying to whisper to them while standing a few feet away. Lol, it's awkward. Can't move or make out. That is not a fucking K, bro. That is that thing right there that you are doing is not the letter K. That is CH in Cyrillic, okay? Make out what they are saying. Sorry. Nitch looked redis. Cheeps. Sighting. And looching up. No one is touching. All three just standing around can hear a pin drop. Now Nitch and April are having some convo that he's smiling at her and she's giggling while Chayla stands out and silent gripping her left arm at the elbow with her right hand. She looks so tense from behind. Can't wait to see her face. It's down. Or can't see her face. It's down. Bro, there is like 5 people in here and court is still not in session. Chayla has some death grip on those car keys. Can see her hand veins. Feel a bit, and I think that means bad for her, but he says, no, I don't, LOL. Okay, so apparently it was all figured out in the bathroom and no court session happened. Fucking pussies. Wow, LMAO. So nothing happened, basically. And this guy learns that his letter K is the worst fucking thing that I've ever seen ever in any handwriting. Sorry, I'm just sorry. Like, I see that, and I'm like, that's not an English alphabet language. That's not in the Latin alphabet. Look, I'm gonna show you guys this. You cannot give me shit. Okay, look at his K. It's like number 4, but when I see it, I just think of this. And it's the ch sound in Russian. I was like, that's what it looks like. It's a ch. It's not an okay. Come the fuck on. You can't see it. There we go. There we go. Look at this. Ch. Nitch. Chayla. Ch. Now you know, chat. Now you know. Okay. I do have a little Redarooski. And then... second to last stream. Bada boom, bada bing. Then we have the Thanksgiving Death March. Of course, my last stream will be on Friday, which is after Thanksgiving. I can't wait to hear your Thanksgiving stories. Okay, here's the Reddit. Lego put out a new car for the Formula One. And as per usual with race cars, they are sponsored by brands. And this Formula One Lego Speed Champions car, sponsored by a very familiar name, Kick, with a K, not a ch. And that pissed off a lot of people. So let's see what the Reddit comments are. I've not read these yet, but I'm sure they're just excellent. This is from the R Lego Leak subreddit. And these are adult men who play with children's toys from Denmark and spend a lot of fucking money on them, which means that when children go to buy toys at Walmart or whatever, it costs $100 for a set because man children are still playing with plastic fucking bricks. Gandalf of Hoth says, so this is a guy that's obsessed with both Lord of the Rings and Star Wars because Hoth is the Wookiee planet, I'm pretty sure. I think Hoth is the desert one where the sand people, the Arabs, live. Anyways, it says, it's still crazy to me that Lego is making an official set with an advertisement for Kick, for a company that seems to put its morals first. Oh my god, this Redditor. I buy the plastic Lego brick toys not because I'm a fit-eating, retarded, autistic spurg, but because I value their morals as a company. I'm a good person. I put my money into moral companies. Apparently, the F1 sponsorship that they're willing to look over I'm happy it's a lack of research, but considering they knew not to put steak anywhere near their set makes me think they did at least some research. I think there will definitely be some anger at the Lego group for this. It will be interesting to see how this affects the rollout, no pun intended, of these sets. Thank God. Thank God VJL clarified that rolling out was not a pun related to vehicles. I almost thought, I'm not even fucking joking with you guys. I honestly thought that was supposed to be a pun related to the fact that it's a car set. But holy shit, man. I almost lost it. If that was a pun, I would have just taken a fucking gun and blown my brains out right here. VJL really saved the fucking day. Thanks for clarifying. I'm sure it was an all or nothing deal for them, but they got to remove a steak from the Kick library. It's just the usual, the Lego group wouldn't agree to put a brand on their toys that are so against their core values. Kick seems to be a compromise in that regard. Definitely does. I notice on the City and Duplo sets, the Kick colored cars don't have the Kick logo. They do have an S logo on the nose and the torso of the driver. The S logo looks like the steak logo X, which is the parent company of Kick. I don't even think that's true. I don't think Kick is a subsidiary of anything. It's the Sauber logo. VJL actually said, first you fuck up with the pun, then you fuck up by saying that's a gambling logo when it's the Sauber team logo. This guy, I don't think VJL really knows what he's fucking talking about, this fucking retard. Another possibility is that the Danish cloud is thick and they don't realize what Kick was. Oh my god, those Danes, they live in their gray shithole oven mitt looking country pretending to own American soil known as Greenland. They can't even see the forest for the trees. They can't even see how imminent the release of Greenland to the United States as the 51st state really fucking is, and they can't even fucking see that Kick has bad morals. Chat. Thank God VJL is here to clarify all these things for them. Recently there was an Indiana Jones set that was pulled just before release as well. Why? What did Indiana Jones do to get pulled? Was the movie that fucking bad that they're just like, we don't want to be a son? What is Kick? Asked Pierre Escargot. Chris Hagel, whose name should have camel case in it, because I want to say Chris Hagel when I read his name. It's a streaming app that basically ripped off Twitch. Oh my god. But has a lot less content control, so it's a bit like the Wild West. Dude, this site Kick, you know what they did? They stole live streaming from Twitch. Heckin' wholesome Jeff Bezos, the multi-billionaire from Amazon that exploits its workers and bans people from unionizing because unionized labor is bad for the bottom line, and that has basically run out every single mom and pop store in the entire United States. That poor, innocent, sweet angel gave to the world the gift of live streaming, and Kick stole that from them. Just copied their streaming stuff. Oh my gosh. That's bad moral shit. That doesn't belong in a Lego set. How can I enjoy my Lego set as a 46-year-old man when it has bad morals? Copyright theft, chat? Terrible. Black person says, also mostly used by bigots who got banned from Twitch because everyone else just uses Twitch. Mostly known, but because occasionally they do actually ban someone. Hate these fucking people. This fucking retard. This fucking troglodyte, Clay Gollum, actually thinks that Twitch is a genuine moral arbiter. And anyone that can't make it on Twitch is a bad person with bad morals. That doesn't belong on a Lego set. This fucking freak, low IQ, mongoloid, shit-eating freak who probably jerks off to, like, Rule 34 source film animations of Lego characters fucking is like, all them bigots, they don't stole from Twitch. It's where you go to stream if you're too bigoted to be allowed on Twitch. Well, that's me. TTD, TND. It's a nice car. Not gonna lie. All right. That's all I guess. Yes.
I saw Redditors giving opinions and I saw red. My brain blue screened. All right. Let's do the Super Berries chat. As always, thank you for watching. I will be streaming at the normal time, I think, on Friday. For those of you bowing out now, do have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Don't talk about politics. That's my advice to you. You don't even know Donald who? Kamala what? Coconuts? Joe Biden? I don't know what any of this shit means. I just consume product. You want to see that big game on your TV screen? I heard the big game is playing. The big game always plays on Thanksgiving. That's how you do it. My hairline is beautiful. Absolutely lush and beautiful. Cool. Okay, let's pull up the thing. Uh-oh. Why can't I click these and open them? I guess my thing was open up late. Oh, you know what? These are the old ones. Oh, shit. What was the first super chat I got this stream? Okay, I remember now. Sorry, I'm looking at the old super chats. Maybe if I click until they work. Ah. Yeah, okay, that's it. That is right. Sorry. There were a bunch of super chats from the last stream, too, and I had to figure out which was the first one. Anyways, not LOL from Kino Chat 2 for 20 says, do before stream donos come through. Yes, they do, actually. This time. Don't do it so super early, because I have to get the thing set up, otherwise they don't capture, especially from Rumble, because those go away real fast. Actually, all these are wrong. I guess I'll find out. Prague, but Jersh, did you know that Stix, Wrexham Slammers, X Samantha has a Kiwi Farms account, Lilith, profile ID? Yes. I talked about her briefly because it was a big point of contention that I was shocked she had an account because when she did have an account, it was like 2019. So this was the booby girl that he molested on screen. She had registered an account years ago, used it to shit talk him, and then he got so fucking down bad, he hooked up with her again and then molested her on camera, knowing that she's like unhinged. Well, she's base because she posts in the Kiwi forums, but is unhinged and base and will eat, fucking kill him because she has already done so in the past. Like, what a fucking idiot. Talk about like what a low IQ decision. If someone goes on the internet and starts drama about you, especially as a public figure like Stix, and then you get back with them sexually, like what a fucking just proves that you're a retard. Oh, thank you. Weaconch for 30 says, first time PayPig, buy a box of UTP Cat 6 cables for your place in America. My dude, I am going to get the most bougie fucking setup you could fucking imagine. Mark my fucking. Thank you very much. Brown Boy Soup for 10 says, my favorite Chinese man, John Potter, sings illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. Safe travels. A little bit nervous about this. Amarillo by Morning. Bluegrass cover. I guess they're all Chinese people. I'd be interested in knowing where this was filmed.
Amarillo by morning, from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on.
Pretty good. I like it. Thank you. Mezzo Alpinks for 10 says, thank you for
as I said, as I was saying, it's my distinct fucking privilege and honor to pay for his internet. Just the best. Just absolutely incredible. Fuck ass. Red Eyes Black Dragon for 10 says, here you go, George, have a good one. Okay, let's see. I honestly feel like it's dangerous to open these videos. If this happens, if it disconnects again playing this video, I guess. Oh my god, my
computer shut down the system.
Never done that before. By the way, if anyone knows exactly what these switches are, someone sent me a link to them and I lost it. I need to know what these switches are. They make such a clickety-clack sound. I want to know. I want the clickety-clack to myself, selfishly.
Hold on to your butts.
The best Sam Jackson line. No, I don't want basic breaker systems. I want these specific blue ones. They must be blue like this, okay? I need these ones. 31-year-old blue switches. Gormless Wonder for one says, Josh, hello. Humble Guardsman for 3 says, check out the newest Hori 4 DLC. I've had a blast blockading Britain using undetectable subs armed with nuclear torpedoes. I will probably literally never have the time to play Hori 4 ever again. But I remember a bunch of trannies complaining that the fucking Germany DLC was too Nazi-themed. The World War II Germany DLC for the World War II video game was too Nazi. Like, I think you're missing the fucking point. Kurt Eichenwald, anime masturbator for 5, says, glorious Kiwi Emperor, I would also like to give you money via XMR Super Chats. So that's a whole 2 people. Good to know, my dude. Thank you. Humble Guardsman for 1 says, God bless the people of Serbia for putting up with your bullshit. You have no idea. I've been a blight on the entire world my entire life. It's a miracle I'm still alive, if I'm being real with you. My hamster is a turf for 5 says, I met a guy on Tinder who owns a payment processing company. He said he can convince his backing financial institution to put specific merchants on an approved list. Should I put out? Yes. Though, honestly, I contacted a guy super, utterly, totally convinced that he could help me out. He went over it. He got me to sign a bunch of paperwork. I went over it with him. He said, yeah, I'll give me a week. Haven't heard back from him since. Sent him an email recently like, hey, any updates on this? Didn't reply. So I want to know what the fuck happened with him. And I'm being dead serious. I had a good thought to contact this guy because I saw a specific website using him as a point of contact. Reached out, explained my situation completely upfront, completely honestly. He said with 100% conviction it would not be an issue. He's handled worse. Said he got the application in processing, gave me the forms, filled it all out, sent it in. He said, give me a week. Have not heard since. And I, like a month ago, I buzzed him for an update. Nothing. Totally ghosted. So I think your friend might not truly understand my situation. The false copy of Sunder for one says, beer back starting a payment processing company to get beautiful pussy. Yeah, good luck with that. Gormless Wonder for 5 says, what will you do if on day one in the U.S. your neighbor instantly recognizes you and is a KF user and gives you a big grin? Move. Belligerent Brian for one says 333 to Jags the Luxury and shout out to Devious to V, lovely chap. Thank you. Ballistic Characteristic for $20 says, for your plight. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Rad Crab for 20 says, you are my favorite pep. I am a 100%, as I just discussed, a pep. I'm the most pepperuski pep that's ever existed. Thank you. Space Allen for $500 says, happy Thanksgiving, dude. Thank you very much. I'm very thankful, obviously. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. This will be my last Thanksgiving without turkey, because guess what they don't fucking have in Europe? The new world bird known as the turkey, gobble gobble. I mean, they do have turkey stuff, but not like big-ass fucking turkey you roast in the oven. Oh, thank you. Yanya Bees, 420 for 10, says, she... Y'all racist ass white people think black people smell bad, huh? I bet no male monkey ever washed their hair three times in a month. She. There's a YouTube link. See, short. I like short thing.
This might be our craziest transformation yet. Our client here has been freeforming his hair for 4 years and was tired of having hair in his face. After,
bro, his hair looks like black foam they would use in like packaging to like insulate like an electronic or something. I don't know why black people think they natural hair look good. It don't. Black hair looks awful.
Showing us his lot goals, we got to work. He says,
also, Shaniqua, you have two microphones on. You probably can't hear it because you can't even hear your fire alarm when it's chirping for a battery for 3 months on end. But you have two sources of audio input. They're playing at the exact same time, and there are millisecond distinctions between both audio sources, so it sounds like you're speaking in double.
His hair grows really fast, and he would cut the front into almost like a bang to keep his hair manageable. He always had long hair. Here's a picture of him at age 7. His hair was relatively clean because he washed his hair 3 times a month, but due to the nature of freeforming, there will always be gunk trapped. We did a detox before detangling and a steam to help soften his hair. We honestly didn't know if we would be able to give him small locks like he envisioned. The thing with extreme cases is that the client's hair is usually really damaged and suffering from severe breakage, so the only option 9 out of 10 times is to go with thicker locks to ensure that they last. This case was surprising, and we were all shocked by the final results. He basically had no breakage and his hair was very healthy. This allowed us to divide the larger locks even further so that he had 44 locks in the end. A center part is a must, mostly for aesthetics, and by this time he had already been sharing his transformation with his friends and he was happy with how his hair was looking. After drying, we went into the crocheting. This part can get technical as you have to ensure that each shaft is strong and secure enough to last on their own without falling out or unraveling. Shout out to Nuss the Stylist for referring him to us. This transformation was truly amazing. Check out the before again, and now the final results. Bam. Nah, that looks awful. Lockout used to kill this.
I'm sorry, that looks terrible. And that looks like it's probably damaging to his scalp and his hair. Like, it's going to make him go bald because it's pulling so tight. If that was black, God forbid. I would do the thing where you just shave it all the way down and then just go to the barber once a week to clean up the lines and make it look like a super clean cut. And I know they do that thing where they like shave into it just a little bit, like a Nike swish into the hairline. That's okay. But the fucking dreadlock shit, it's just fucking gnarly, bro. Just shave that shit, get a clean. They do fades too, right? Where it's like they texture it. That's a bit much. That's too preeny. I wouldn't do all that. I would just get like a nice cut so that like you give a shit about how you look. The false copy of Sunder, for one, says boomer American conservatives who support Israel because they think Jewish power is necessary for the Book of Revelation to happen are the most fucking repugnant people on earth. You have no idea. There needs to be a meme specifically for those people going to hell and burning. or you do like a comic where like in Jolly Mr. Nubbly style, the end of the fucking world comic where the third temple is built and the nuclear bombs go off and the angels of revelations are found in the clouds of atomic ruination, and then all the boomers and Texas conservative mega churches are like, why didn't we get raptured? And then they realize that they're damned souls because they actively wish for the end of the fucking world. And then, of course, there's a horrific Mr. Nubbly torture sequence for all of them. Fucking assholes. As if it's such a Jewish thing, too. Because if you ever hear the Jewish stories about how they interpret God, there's all these little fucking games that they play with their rabbinical scholars, and they're like, oh yeah, sure, God says to stay in at your home on the Sabbath, but if we put a thin fishing wire around the entirety of downtown fucking Manhattan, then the entire downtown Manhattan is our home, and we can do whatever the fuck we want on the Sabbath. And it's like, that's kind of retarded. You really think God's like a fucking retard and that actually works? That's his commandment? Like that with the boomers. You think that if there's going to be a Book of Revelation and that there's going to be this horrific thing that happens before the rapture? Do you think that God is like, yeah, I want people to actively usher in the end of the time, the end times, and the end of the fucking world? Is that really how, yeah, you think that goes down? That if you cause this to happen, that you're going to be on the winning team? I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't bet my fucking soul on it. God says, double check it and smoke some crack rooski. Austin really is his strongest crack smoker. Humble Guardsman for one says, doxing, unmasking, did you mean skeeting? I think I did. I think I did mean skeeting. Thank you for the correction. Not Lowell from Kino Chat 2 for $100 has skeet, 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 like I want a hose. Thank you. The Lion King for a surprising $5, so this must be incredibly anti-white, says, Conor McGregor is Conor McPreger. Hide your kids or he'll make her McPregers. Incredibly anti-white, as predicted. 11th Circuit for $2 says, happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that you host a site that allows people to freely laugh at shrooms. I hope they sell pumpkin pie wherever you are and you can enjoy a slice. Oh, fun fact. They do not sell pumpkin pie, but they do sell pumpkin filling that you can make pumpkin pie with. They might have some plans. Schwarzwald Eins for 26 says, all cats are good, especially my cat, except for my cat. He throws up on the good rug, and I begin yelling profanities and racial slurs at him. Least psychotic German. Thank you. Please do not hurt your cat. Haramburger for two says, what does a boss man jackpot and boss man bond have in common? They're both money you'll never see again in 24 hours. The joke brought to you by Steak.com. Blow it all, baby. Thank you, Evil Eddie. I appreciate your input. Ugalus Schneed for five says, the return of Alex Warlord Campbell. Hope that's his name. Ugalus Schneed for one says, Alex Warlord Campbell is grooming out. I don't know what the fuck that means. Light Rose says, for one, Warlord isn't moving. He's going to jail in Wyoming for child support, then North Dakota prison for stealing cars. Is that true? It sounds like it could be true. It's quite the distance. I guess you steal a car in North Dakota and then drive to Wyoming to not pay child support. Then you get fucked at both at the same time. Persons account. Dude, that's another one. That's like, I think I have dyslexia now. For 10 says, sorry Diddy ruined your homecoming song. Here's my submission for the new Welcome Home Jersh song. Thanks for the streams, dude. And there's a YouTube link. Let's see what this is. It's like punk. It sounds punk. I do not like punk. Sorry to break it to you. Not my thing. I have one picked out, actually. It's very stupid, but I'll talk about that tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but it's kind of tomorrow. Soon. Thank you. Borello Furman for one says, give half of this to the news hamper. Oh, you bet, bro. I got him. Hickey Slick for $100 says, happy Thanksgiving. You're going to be looking for a Mrs. Null when you return to the state. As always, I keep all of that offline. I will continue to commit to keeping all of that offline. You will never have an issue related to that impacting the forum or my streams. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Casting Couch Crab for five says, my crab armies defeated the Megamans, and so too shall the humble guardsmen fall. Bro, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Thank you. Pirate Mike for 20 for $20 says, Kino Casino is gutter trash. Happy Thanksgiving, turkey. Thank you. I appreciate it. To each their own, though. Yugula Sneak for one says, see, buddy, it's all in the hips. Let me show you. Thank you. Sneedo for one says, Medic or Masochist for $1 says, please don't say the N-word, F-slur, and T-slur, please, my good sar. Also, it's funny how he can't handle his word, yet he watches the Casino in Medicare. Snito for one says, vote for PPP was the hooker. Oh, buddy, no. Don't invoke. I have a strong philosophy where invoking something causes it more likely to exist. So I try not to speak evil into the world whenever possible. Haramberger Purdue says, regarding Japanese hookers, you know, Josh, you didn't have to fuck them. They do what you want. You could have taught her to play Dota and make some Oracle support for you. Stupid. As if Oracle is not fun to play. Oracle is one of the most fun supports to play. His ultimate is like the absolute personification of why support is fun to play. Having a button to press at the right moment to completely fuck over somebody else's game is like the most incredible joy you can feel as like a vicarious psychopath. You know, it's a really, he's not, his entire kit isn't really stupendous, but his ultimate is like, yeah, fuck you. You thought you're so fucking clever. Oh, you're eating shit. Oh, you ate all the shit in the world. All your stuff full of shit, like a shit-filled pinata. Oh, buddy. Buddy. Sucks to be you. Ugalus Sneed for one says, imagine, in case you're wondering, his ultimate stops somebody from dying for like 5 seconds. It's really long. And if you manage to heal them back up before it ends, they don't die at all. So you throw it on somebody who's about to get absolutely mulched by a bunch of like an enemy jumping on them or whatever, and you just like completely fuck that region. You're listening for one says, imagine being in a wheelchair, just walk lazy ones. I know, right? What's wrong with them? Apartment archive for three says, wheelchairs are the hardest part of the vegetable to eat, to be honest. Gross. Fielding for $50 is a bit early, but happy Thanksgiving, dear Lear. Thank you very much. It's not really early because I won't be streaming until after things. I appreciate it. Porglack for one says, with Josh on vacation and the casino felted, I'm starting the Tetrabex podcast. I need $500 to get started a couple times. Good luck with that. I honestly don't think PPP will be impacted by the leaks at all. Like, especially, like, if it happened before Andy Worski got clean, and all the logs about PPP being pissed with Andy are when he wasn't clean, then, like, I don't know. They're just going to shrug it off. What are they going to do, cry about it? Are his fans going to, like, stop talking, like stop supporting him because they fought in 2022, and Andy Worski, so allegedly, by account of a retard and a guy who's addicted to, like, Otoko Noko hentai, they said things about him? Like, probably not. I usually have a pretty good judgment of if something's going to negatively impact somebody. And it's like with the Destiny leaks, like, they were physically nauseating to read for me. But I know reading them that it's not going to bother even a single... I wouldn't be surprised if not a single Destiny fan who actively gave Destiny money every single month looked at those logs in full. And not a single one of them decided, oh, this isn't my guy anymore. In fact, I'm pretty sure that there's probably people who read the logs that supported Destiny, but didn't give him money, who thought, they're going really hard after this guy who's doing his best to support NAFO and Israel. And I think he needs my... It's time for me to step up and help him, because I bet other people are going to stop supporting him, and that's just not right. But I think this is probably even a net win for Destiny, because... It's not a net win for PPP and Annie. I'm sure that they don't like that stuff being out, but I don't think it'll negatively impact their bottom line at all. And if they think that it will, they just need to change their fucking mentality and ignore it, which I'm sure is the plan. They wanted to ignore it for a while, but I think PPP put out a statement where he basically acknowledged it and then, you know, downplayed it, which is probably even too much attention to give to it, because honestly, who gives a fuck? But... Anime Extremist for five says, quick questions. Are the Japanese hookers hot? Do they speak English? And third, they're not human trafficked, right? Asking for a friend who may be going to Japan next year. Thanks. So I did not see them. So I honestly didn't go. Like, they went to the brothel, the soap bar or whatever it's called. I didn't go. I just walked around Japan for a little bit. It was Christmas week. It was a white Christmas. I was in Sapporo. Sapporo is a very pretty city. It's exactly what, literally, Sapporo is 100% exactly what you expect when you hear the Japan. It's a city with lots of lights, lots of Japanese shit all over the fucking place, crowded with Japanese people. And it was covered in snow, so it was a very beautiful walk around. As far as if they're human trafficked, I would say that probably close to 100% of all quote-unquote sex workers are human trafficked, especially prostitutes. No little girl grows up wanting to suck dick for a living. So you can almost be guaranteed that they're going to be either there against their will or there because they have a substance abuse problems. And a lot of online prostitutes are also, they're like literally kidnapped, living in a basement and forced to do pornography, like Andrew Tate style, where they're being held hostage, their passport's been stolen, and they're probably being fed drugs so that they can't leave anyways. It's a really nasty trade. Boxes for five. Says, remember that Greer's in Vegas. Also, you could go to a full auto gun range while you're there. That is tempting. I've never fired full auto before. Wait, that's a good idea. Farmer Fletcher for one says, do you have any more cool Japan stories? I mean, I've told all my Japan stories because I was only there for a week. I think the one that I don't tell as often because it's embarrassing is that I went to, in Japan, if you're a foreigner, they have tax-free, literally tax-free tech stores. So if you buy any Japanese electronics in Japan as a foreigner, you do not have to pay sales tax on it. So if you go to Japan, because the electronics are actually made there, and because they have no sales tax, if you are buying them as a foreigner, you can get some really high quality, really cheap electronics for basically nothing. And so when I was there, and sorry, I'm saying this really slow because I'm looking for something as I say this, but while I was there, I received 50,000 yen from an advertising executive who just gave us all money for some reason, because he's rich, and that's what they do for Christmas over there, just give everybody money. So I took my 50,000 yen that I was giving as a Christmas gift, and I immediately spent it on my first 4K monitor with the justification that I would be using it to develop Infinity Next at a 4K resolution. Just to make sure that it worked on those monitors. And I did actually use it for that purpose, so it wasn't all a lie. But I carried this home mostly by... No, I was following them on the way back to the hotel. And as I did this, I fell on my ass. And I fell on my ass because I was walking across the intersection, the designated... I would not jaywalk, obviously. I was walking across the pedestrian crossing, and it was slick with ice because it was frozen. They had salted it, but the ice had frozen back over. So I just fell on my ass, and I was just sitting there with my legs stretched out and this giant 4K monitor in my lap. And Jep, informed me of how Japanese people are, because this was incredibly embarrassing for this fat American pigu to fall flat on his ass in the middle of a road as traffic waited patiently with a 4K monitor in his lap. But Japanese people, when they see something humiliating like that, they instinctively ignore it. So it was kind of this weird thing where I did something that was a huge spectacle in the middle of a busy street, surrounded by people, and all Japanese people averted their gaze from me to politely give me space, like not to pay attention to this embarrassment unfolding. But as an American, it just made it more awkward. And I felt like I was so embarrassing that people couldn't stand to look at me. And in America, someone would offer help. But in Japan, they just pretend not to even notice it. So that was, I don't think I tell that story very often because it's weird. Since you mentioned it, and since I'm in a great mood, and since my internet works, I feel like I will share some photos. I have this on a personal backup. This is Sapporo when I was in Japan. So as you can see, like I said, exactly what you imagine when you think of Japan. That was very close to the hotel that we were at. This is a picture of Frederick, and I think that's Tom next to him. I don't know why. I took this picture because I thought Frederick in his motor wheelchair going down the snow and leaving like a little lonely trail of wheelchair prints was very Kino. So I just took a picture because I thought that was, it was a great shot, basically. So this is one of my favorite pictures I've ever taken. And then Ron, who is QAnon, in my opinion, had a Shiba Inu. I've told this story quite a bit too, but I'll reiterate it because why not? We're getting close to the seasons. It's time for old man stories. Ron's Shiba was kept inside his apartment. And you're not supposed to keep those dogs inside because they're very hyperactive. And when they're bored, they start to tear up furniture. So literally everything inside of Ron's house was torn up because he has this extremely active dog in an apartment. And it's cruel to do that, in my opinion. So the dog tore up everything. And I said, like, Ron, the dog needs exercise. Let me walk it. Because that sounded fun. I love the dog. I want a Shiba Inu. I think they're very cute. As cringe as that is to say, I think they're very adorable. So I took the dog. I convinced Ron to let me walk it. So we went downstairs. And he was so happy to be outside that he immediately took off. And I didn't want to, like, pull him back. So I ran with him. The dog took off. I tried to run to keep up. And the sidewalk had been plowed. So there were these giant piles of snow on either side of the sidewalk. And the dog literally jumped into the pile of snow and then jumped into it, like, across the sidewalk into the other pile of snow and did this down the sidewalk. And I didn't want to pull the dog back because I thought, oh, he's happy to be outside, of course. He's an active dog. So I was chasing after the dog, like running after this dog that was just literally dashing through the snow. And the thing happened again, where all the Japanese people instinctively stopped looking at me because this spectacle of this fat American running after a Shiba Inu down the streets of a snowy white Japanese Christmas street was embarrassing to them. So they all pretended to not see me having fun. Whereas Americans would look on and smile because it's fun that someone's having fun. But Japanese people, no, that's embarrassing. Everybody loaded up into the truck shortly after then, after the dog had a few minutes to go pee and stuff. And as we loaded up into the van, the dog violently assaulted Frederick. Now, this may seem cute, but keep in mind, Frederick is literally helpless here. He does not have the physical strength to pry this dog off. This dog is stronger than him. So this is dog kiss rape, basically. He has not expressly given consent to this dog kissing. And he has no means to pry the dog off of him. So the dog violently started licking him, and he was completely helpless to it. And this is also one of my favorite pictures that I've ever taken. And that was that. The only other thing I can think of there's a couple other things that happened because every day was pretty eventful while we were there. But the other funny thing that really stands out to me in my memory is that on Christmas Day, Star Wars Episode 7 had just released. And we all went to the movie theater to see Episode 7, completely packed out. It was a subtitled movie, so it was in English. And we all stayed near the back because Frederick couldn't sit in the seat. So we rolled his wheelchair up to the handicap parking. We all sat in the seating, either directly beside him or in the top row next to him. I sat in the top row next to him, and because of how we sat directly in front of the seat, we were kind of in the middle of the row. Well, here's a fun quirk about Japanese people. They do not get up during the credits. So the lights come on, the movie's over, Frederick and Tom rolled out, and me and Ron were sitting on the top row, completely surrounded by Japanese people, who I guess they think it's unpolite to get up while the credits are rolling. They have to pay honor to the people who produced the movie they just watched. So they sit there for the whole 30 fucking minute long credit reel that happens when the 10 million animators who work on these new movies rolls past. So I'm like, Ron has the right idea. He has the audacity to just stand up and climb out of the fucking chair from behind under the railing. And I'm dead center surrounded by all these Japanese people. And they look at him like they're pissed off that he's being so rude. And I'm just like stuck, and I don't have the audacity to like climb over the back of the chair and escape the cinema. I'm just canned in with the Japanese people, paying honor to the fucking Hollywood elite that produced Star Wars Episode 7. Yeah, those are that's your fucking dollar super chat. It's a shit. Stino, for one, says, Medicare Master has for $2,500, says, And I'm not reading that, but I'll give you guys a second. You can honor the credit roll as I sit here patiently waiting to get up with the rest of the Japanese people. The blog, this for once, says Medicare Masochist was probably that Orgus Den guy who commented that you love anime, Lolly VTubers, and PewDiePie 1. I would be surprised. I don't know either of them well enough to know that. Belligerent Brian, for one, says they made those, Josh. They went out of fashion in the 20s. Silly. What are you talking about? Oh, what, like the electric vehicles that aren't cringe and gay? That's a shame. What are they? What are they called? What's a fully manual car that's also electric? Tell me. Stino, for one, says, I'd rather drive a neighbor Hellcat than a Tesla and shit. Yeah, basically. Dean Feeden, for one, says, please add media aggregation for threads. I need munitions for Pat posting and not coming through 3,000 pages of art. That is a sneed for feature that I'm working on. Julio Dante, for 10, says, Perspicacity is one of those people mentioned whose only redeeming quality is their meat, except he's so gay, you'd probably get worms. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. You should abstain from eating Perspicacity. Brianna Wu, thank you, by the way. Brianna Wu, Hyperbimbo for 2, says, do you think there's any way these anomalous Starlink terminal issues, mainly software-related, could be work on some SpaceX IT training? Why isn't there a social medium by which you could alert Elon? I doubt it. It's probably just shit. Stream.me for 10 says, should have just read the comic, PPP. Josh would have swept if you had just read the silly comic. Oh, for the Nubly comic. It's true. He didn't put out the Nubly comic, and that breaks our tenuous social bond. Thank you. Brandon Wu, Hyperbimbo for $50 says, a rare worthy fish tank update. I think Jet Neptune dressed in red's behavior is spiritually approaching monkey torture. 3 minute, maximum 3 minutes plus timestamp. Nothing that you said in this super chat is appealing to me in any way, but you did pay me $50, so I will tolerate it at least 50 seconds of this.
Out to me in the freaking confessional or whatever. So
he's in red back there?
Clearly a problematic person, I didn't realize at the time. So, and that's what you, computer or whatever.
All I know about this this show is that this black guy is gay and schizophrenic, and he's had a Brazilian butt lift. Like, those are silicone implants.
What the fuck's going on? You're pissed at me because I was trying to support someone that thought, what the fuck?
Why did it fade out? What did he do?
What the fuck?
What? What's he hitting him with?
What?
A coconut?
I realized the seriousness of the situation because it was so much information to me at once. I didn't realize what was actually going on. So I'm sorry if I support Brandon.
Oh my god. Oh, dude, all these people are like walking in. This would be like threatening to me. Look at how he's cornered in this kitchen with all these weirdos walking.
That's how problematic he was until the confessional told me he was. Okay, so I'm sorry. Jesus. So stop attacking him for something that he didn't know anything about. What? What's going on? Why the fuck are you staring at me?
Yeah, that would be my reaction. Why are you fucking staring at me?
What happened?
Is this what's gonna happen?
This now? Red devil motherfucker streets fucking going on my goddamn shirt! Whistle!
You know what has to happen, Bert?
What?
You know they only get like $1,000 for winning this? Imagine competing for $1,000 and letting Jet Neptune dump yogurt on your fucking tank top and not being allowed to beat his ass. Fucking Croat. Yeah, no idea what's going on there. Nino, for one, says, Nig Ka, whose handwriting is that? Nietzsche, is what you mean to say. Devious V, for one, says, oh, hi there. You were mentioned earlier. Hello. Mr. Manchester, for 5, says, if there's an actual trial, I'm going to go and I'm writing all my notes in cursive. You're all fucked. I'll try my best. Don't worry. Foxes, for 5, says, you stole fizzy lifting drinks. In reference to what? I know it's apparently in a chocolate factory, but I don't know. That's a reference. Humble Guardsman for one says, play Haramberger's voicemail. The last voicemails I've gotten are all fucking... Oh, this is it. Oh my god, this is so long. It's pretty fucking good. Downloading. Trying to play it. It's not letting me. Uh-oh. I try to download it. Copy original URL. I send this. I don't know why the thing just doesn't work when I press play. Tell me, chat, what does work when I press play?
Hey, Josh, this is Haranberger, calling to leave good tidings this Thanksgiving season. In these trying times, while you are feasted and felted by jitsy Wi-Fi, it's important to touch base and give thanks to the people and things that make life worth living. Things like vodka-powered satellite dishes. People like Sneed who just accept hour-long streams like that's somehow okay. Since you'll be gone in the month of December, I figured I'd give you your Christmas gift early. The gift of song. Here goes. You're a mean one, Mr. Josh. Grimy, sly, socks. Your website's full of bullshit, and you're up time this fucking show. The three words that worth destroying are as follows, and I quote, see, ban, post, your merch sucks.
Wow, rude. An asshole.
Managed. Oh, a nerd. The garments are ill-fitting. The designs look like a turd. Your users, viewers, and customers are the worst collection of stalker children ever in history. And have never, will ever, pardon my wife's vagina.
Stupid.
Screen crash.
How much longer is this? Oh, 30 seconds, chat.
Slow. You forget to show the hamster. Your segments fucking blow.
I am playing this into my mic, just so you know.
Enjoy a pineapple sausage and banana pepper pizza. With holiday sauce.
It's good, though. Am I supposed to, I think I, at this point in time, I'm supposed to wait. Let me see if I can find something here. I'm a capitalist! Is that what I'm supposed to do? I think that's correct, Jen. Hope it didn't break anything. Okay. Devious DeV, for one, says... are you ready to be blinded by all the shitty LED headlights when you move back to the U.S.? No, I am not. I can't. Those were bad when I was in Florida, man. Not ready for that. MA Extremist for two says, please open this on screen. You first has given in to the uprising. It's time to embrace VTubers and VTubing Josh. No, I'm not. I don't even want to see what you're saying or anything about that. Anime Extremist for two says, who are you voting for in the upcoming VTuber Resort? None. No VTuber, anything. Octavia Silsref for five says, thanks for streaming. Save me from having to listen to small talk from coworkers. Have a good Thanksgiving. You too. Thank you very much. Anime Extremist for two says, something about Phase Connect or some shit. The Lion King for five says, proof I love white people. No, you love certain kinds of white people, and that's not okay. And the Gormless Wonder for one says, Kino stories, the Shiba with the snow on them. It's true. It is pretty fucking Kino, if you ask me. Okay. Great, chat. It's fucking late. Let's go. Let's get out of here. I think I have a song picked out, don't I? Yes, I do. Okay. Take it easy. See you guys on Friday. Bye-bye.